Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the Sexy Unique Podcast, an exploration of Vanderpump Rules.
Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you.
And I'm your host, like Lara Marie like Shane Hall.
Yeah. Everybody freeze, put your hands up. We ain't about to take it easy, hope you cakes up. London with the beach, here we go, so in. Come a girl with a friend, here we both win.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Sexy Unique Podcast. I'm your host, Lara, and I'm here with one of the two judgy girls, Courtney Frain.
Hello, hello. I'm so excited. Like, I feel like I've been wanting to do this forever, and I'm here.
I know. The stars have aligned.
This is super exciting. I mean, we live so close.
We're basically neighbors, like next door neighbors, yes, practically.
I drove here.
Yeah. You got to do what you
got to
do.
I had to. I got nervous when it got dark. You know, you never know how Melrose is going to be.
Yeah, you don't, like, sometimes you just don't want to deal with the riffraff
exactly.
on the streets.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That was the justification of it.
All the people on birds, like, riding around haphazardly.
I almost did hit somebody earlier, but I was like, you know, 10 points if they fall.
Yeah. You could have taken one of those little, like, bird bike thing. Have you seen things?
The ones that say they're jump or whatever.
Is that what they're called?
So they're like electric bikes.
Yeah.
I'm fascinated but they're mini. By it. Yeah. But I feel like it'd be like fat guy on a little bike. Like if I'm on there, like I'd just be like, everybody's making fun of me. I'm too big for this.
I feel way too tall for those bikes. Yeah. Like my knees would be up kind of near my ears.
It would be like a clown car sort of deal.
Yeah. You have to just give in to how stupid you look on those
right.
things.
Like accept it.
Yeah. Just accept it mm-hmm. and like move on. Cause when I wasn't driving, I was birding like all over the place.
Yeah.
I
can't
just was
do
like,
it.
I'm an idiot, but it's fine. I got to get from A to
convenient.
B.
Very convenient. And if you do like side streets, nobody's going to see it.
Yeah. I was a side street birder because I was also terrified of getting like run over by a car. So I kept it.
I know. No sidewalk, but you can't be on the street. It's too much.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's just WeHo life for you.
I know.
If you know, you know.
Yeah. I mean, it's like we could have been like, we should be like the witches of WeHo and like have our own scooters.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't they? Or did they get bikes?
They had scooters. They were kind of ahead of the scooter curve, mm-hmm. which irks me.
Yeah.
Because I don't like ever thinking of them as like ahead of a trend. But they were more clunky than like a bird.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I doubt that they use them at
no,
all.
That was once for the episode. It's like, you know, Tom and Tom's like sidecar, like they're Dumb and Dumber. It's been like used twice.
Mm-hmm.
But Mary and I have a theory that we think they should put that in front of TomTom and charge to take photos in it.
Yeah.
And that's how they can make their money back, that $18,000 that he spent.
Why isn't it outside of TomTom all the time, like the Vanderpump Rules pink car, or exactly, like the Sir pink car?
Right. That's what we were thinking. Like, you could literally charge $10. And could you imagine how many drunk people would give you their money to sit in that with, put the stupid helmets on? Like, yeah. I think it would be great.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah. I feel like hopefully Lisa will give me like a handshake on that, or like 5% of like the profits. I don't know, but you
she'll
know.
Make you write her a check for like $100,000.
Yeah, I'm like, wait, how did this even happen? But just take my money.
Yeah. And then your check will bounce and she'll shame you for it. Yeah, or it won't, and it'll just be a plot point.
But also, who writes checks anymore? I literally, my landlord was the last person I had to give a check to, and I told her I would not give her checks anymore. She needed to get Venmo.
Yeah, that's a good point. Like, can't you just wire the right. money?
Like, Wells Fargo has Zelle now. Like, you can just do it all online.
Wow. I didn't know. Even think about that.
I know. I mean, she's what, like 58? So maybe she's still of that age that has the checks. But like, no, you have to go to the bank, especially for that amount too. I don't think you can write it on a regular check.
I think you can just write checks for like however much money you want.
Maybe I just never had that amount in my account. Yeah, it's, so like I could just never write it.
Never written like a
like $500 is the max.
I like the world you're living in where it's like it's not even possible to write that on a check.
There's no way they could do that. I'm like, well, there's no way I could do that.
Yeah. Hey, if I can't do it, no one can.
Right. I mean, nobody should have to do that.
If you can go to the bank and ask some poor beleaguered bank teller to like give you stacks of $5 bills, like imagine if you were just working at your banking job and then you had to do that like menial task.
And he like comes in, he's like, hi, like my check bounced and he's like
sweaty
this.
And floppy. Yeah. Everywhere.
He should have done the big check route.
Yeah, a huge check
that
would
have been
great.
Way better. I feel like that would have really got the point across.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think, I mean,
or again, one 50,000 bill or something.
Oh, I love
like that.
That. Yeah, just, oh, I don't think he would handle that though. He'd probably have a panic attack and have to quit
that.
The show. Yeah. It's like, I have to void it. It's like, it costs like $25 to void a check. Like, I'm like, I, as if I like, this happens to me often, so I know the details. Like, yeah, I had to void that check because I have no idea where it went.
Yeah. Do you, what's your take on like, rubber check gate? Do you believe that it actually bounced, or do you think that it was just like a silly plot point?
I feel like they had her, like she had them write a check last season, but like mm-hmm. with no intentions of ever cashing it. And then I feel that they were the ones who kept pushing, like, hey, are we part? Because let's be honest, she really like had them for their likeness. Like mm-hmm. they were never really part owners, right?
I think what she really wanted to do was license their names, yeah. but didn't want to have to pay them.
Right.
So she like dangled them along.
That's what I'm thinking too. Like yeah. there's something weird. Like it's like she just wants to use Tom and Tom. Like they're, Tom Schwartz is the least business person of any of them. And that's over Jax. Like
yeah.
he's the least of them all. So it's like, I was cracking up with Ariana this week was like, they are professionals. And I was like, maybe your boyfriend is, but do not try to say that about Tom Schwartz, because he is a lovable doofball. Like
yeah.
he cannot handle this. Like, no. But so that's why I think like they were like, okay, like they kept pushing it. And then finally she's like, okay, I'm going to cash it. And he's like, oh, I really did close that account.
Yeah. And like too much time went
yeah.
by.
Yeah.
But I also thought that a check was void after a certain amount of time too.
I think what happens now, as somebody who just found a check from 2 years ago, now granted.
Did you cash it?
I did.
Okay. So we're learning things about finances.
So it was for $10, okay. but it was for a company I used to work at that I hated. I hated it so much. And so
yeah,
I was like,
they paid you.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause they wrote me a check for $10 check. And I was like, oh, this is going through. And so I did it like on the Wells Fargo, like, you know, deposit on the app. And I was like, fingers crossed, like maybe this is going to go through. And then it went through and I was like, I just feel like I got them. Like 2 years later, they're like, our budget is $10 less. And I'm like, ah, suckers.
Oh my God. Watch it like bounce and then you're on the hook for the fee. And it really just like costs you $30.
Wait, do I need to check my account now? This is worrisome. I didn't even think about that aspect.
I don't even know. I mean, it's turning out that neither of us know that much about checks or
once
money.
I didn't take a single math class once I got to college. So it's been a very long time since I've had to math.
Yeah, I took like algebra, which yeah. was just basic. Yeah. Like you should really check yourself in if you can't pass like a basic algebra class, which I did. I got an A. But then I took an accounting class and I was like, like as soon as they were like debits and credits, I was just out. I was like failing.
This is all going to be in an app in 5 years. I'm fine.
Like, yeah. I think I managed to crawl my way up to like a barely passing or like a C, but that's I was just matters. Like in one ear and out the
C's
other.
C's get degrees.
Mm-hmm. So
I know this is so off topic, but do you remember when you graduated and you started applying for jobs and they'd be like, you need to put your GPA on your resume?
No one ever asked me to do that. And okay. So I never did.
Oh, my parents are like, okay, make sure you put your GPA. I'm like, it's not that good. Like, yeah. But now I'm like, I've never seen
a GPA on a resume and no one's ever asked me to prove that I went to college.
I was going
to
say, I've never had been fact checked. I just had this conversation. I'm sorry. I go so off subject
here. No, I'm really into this because I'm like, it really, I could have lied this entire time and said I went to Yale.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, I have a friend who hasn't graduated college and I'm like, who's checking? Like,
no one.
Especially at our age, like I'm 32. Like people at 32 are just trusting that like you went. And yeah. If you didn't go, then like, where does it come up? Does it come up on a background check? I have no idea.
It's time, when you reach our age, it's time to start scamming.
Yeah.
And say like, oh, I went to this college, but you should pick one that's like not that popular so you don't run into.
Or you went there and when they ask, you're like, yeah, to use the bathroom. Yeah. Like I did a school tour there. Like you don't have to say like, they're not asking for your classes. You're just like education. Yeah, they teach there. Like, that's what you have to do.
Yeah, just talented Mr. Ripley that college shit. Exactly. Save yourself hundreds and thousands of dollars and just, like, lie.
But, like, don't murder anyone.
Don't murder.
Or do, but, like, be clean about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make sure they deserve it.
Right. Exactly.
Let's get
I'm so sorry for your listener.
No, they love it. They love it. Trust. Okay. I'm like, sure they're as like baffled about checks as we are. And if not, they tend to weigh in pretty regularly.
Great.
And they can tell us like all the check facts that we need
to
know.
That is like, I think that's my favorite thing about having a podcast is when you ask somebody a question, like when we're like, can somebody please DM us? The amount of people who respond is like the nicest thing. Like, thank you so much. Cause I feel like we're all friends here, like talking and listening and loving the same stuff. That it's like, thank you so much. We had like questions about IVF once and got all this information. I feel like you could ask me anything about it. Don't. Mm-hmm. But you could. Like,
no, I had the same thing happen on Babe where I was like really confused about Kohl's because I've never been to a Kohl's before.
Oh, like the store?
Yeah, the store.
Oh.
And I just didn't know like what the vibe of it was. Like, is it like a Walmart? Is it like
it's
Target?
Like a higher end. What did people tell you?
They said I had an array of answers that were like
JCPenney's, but
it's
smaller.
Like kind of. It's like a Target, but with better brands and you can get better deals.
Like Lauren Conrad.
But then Lauren Conrad's is there. And I checked on the Kohl's website, did not like any of her clothes.
And you can return any Amazon package at a Kohl's.
Oh, that's good to know.
There's no Kohl's around us.
I know. There's no Kohl's. That's, so and that's like, why I think of it as being like a Walmart. Like mm-hmm. It's out on the outskirts in like a ghost town somewhere.
Mm-hmm. I literally like I put... My mom, when I see her, I just give her like a bag of stuff. And I'm like, please take this back to these following vendors because there's none around me. I have no Walmart, but I've ordered things like online, or I have no Kohl's. Like I have all these Amazon products. Please return because I never will. Like,
yeah,
it's bad. We don't have. There's no problems.
I know, but the Olsen twins, the Elizabeth and James line is now being sold at Kohl's.
What?
Yeah. Like they shut it down and now they're like rebooting it to be sold at Kohl's. So that
is it,
obviously.
Is it not at the Grove anymore?
No. The Grove store is gone.
What?
I'm telling you, this has been like one of the biggest like
I got
scandals.
To do a deep dive on this.
Yeah. You really got to look
wow,
into
wow,
it.
Wow, wow, wow.
Because I was noticing, Babe listeners are going to be like, speed it up, Shane Halls. Like, get to the. But. I was noticing that there were no new like photos of like new seasons of that line out. And so I was like, what's happening? Like, is this shutting down? And then like the Grove store shut down. And I was like, is this brand going out of business? And then they announced like a couple weeks ago that they are now only going to sell
though,
it.
I think.
Is it? I can't tell. I mean, I'm sure they'll make a shit ton of money.
When I used to work, I worked on Melrose Place and I worked at the hair salon that the Row took over.
Mm-hmm.
And the Row is like, there's their other like
clothing
line, is
prohibitively expensive.
I mean, like, and it's like, listen, it's all black, maybe one item of like camel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I can never afford this stuff. Like, now, granted, am I going to go to a Kohl's? Probably not, because again, there's nothing around us.
What you'd save in money getting to a Kohl, like you would, it would just, you'd spend it on gas trying to get there.
I mean, now will I order it maybe and then make my mom take it back? Perhaps.
Yeah.
If she's listening, get ready. But I think it might be a good move for them because they've always been unattainable and this is making them like a little bit more attainable.
Yeah. And like Elizabeth and James, like who is really fucking with that brand? Clearly right. not a lot of people because no. it's because now going to be
if
at
you can't
Kohl's.
Sell your things at the Grove, which is like tourist haven, like I feel like you have a problem with your store.
Yeah. And it was still kind of too expensive. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like the threshold for like a cute day dress or whatever, it's like I'm not going to spend like $495.
No, I walked in there and there was like, I was like, okay, let's just like, you know, let's just like see what's here. And it was like a purse, like, you know, like a purse keychain, but like a little flare or something, like a pom-pom mm-hmm. you can hook onto your purse. And it yeah. was like $78. And I was like, I got to leave.
Yeah.
Like, this is not going to end well for me because I will find something cute. And all of a sudden I own like a big brimmed hat for $700. And I'm like, I'll never wear this. But why did I buy this? Here I am.
I know. It's like you get too close to buying like a $900 vintage yes. kimono. And then
you're like, when have I ever in my life worn a kimono?
I know. It's like you're not me. Nicole Richie in 2007.
I would love to be though.
Same.
Whatever diet she went on, I'm like, put me on it. It might have been drugs, but like
I was really into the rumor that she'd convinced a doctor to give her a stomach stapling surgery.
I would love that.
Or there was a rumor going around that she just convinced a doctor to give her gastric bypass surgery, which I was like, chic.
That's like amazing.
I know. Back in 2007, you could really do whatever you wanted.
You really could. You could shave your head.
07 to 09.
About Britney Spears, but, you know, that's another... I feel like that's another beast.
Yeah, that's another beast. Maybe we'll talk about Britney yeah. in the bonus episode. Okay. Because I actually have a lot of fact-checking or just questions that okay. I need. I haven't, like, done a deep dive.
Okay, let's do that. Because I feel like I keep derailing you. You're like, let's talk about this week. I'm like, by the way. So sorry.
No, it's okay. This will make for a great bonus.
Like, literally, anyone who's like listening that listens to us knows, like, oh, here Courtney goes again. She's like, Mary's always like, I digress. Let's come back in. I'm like, thank you. I'm sorry.
Well, that's a good segue to get yes. into this week's episode, which is aptly entitled Britney and the Beast. And it's finally like, I liked this episode because it really shone a light on like Jax and Britney's sad, dysfunctional relationship.
I mean, Stockholm syndrome is a real thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's weird. I'm slightly worried for her, but also feel like she knows exactly what she's doing.
Yeah, I think she knows what she wants and she's dead set on getting it. Mm-hmm. And it really, Jax is very like secondary at this point. It's just yeah. like, give me this wedding. Now I want a baby. Mm-hmm. And like that, and all of that plus the fame of Vanderpump Rules and like the money and potentially the house that they move into and decorating that mm-hmm. house is all going to come before, is this man actually like committed yeah, to like me
she's
and like a good
preparing,
husband.
I saw a tweet about it. She's preparing for her fantasy wedding, not the marriage.
Yeah.
And I was like, 100%. That is so true. Like she wants that the fairy tale is a little much for me, to be honest.
I'm into it because it involves like a lot of like tacky elements. And I can always, like, I'm excited that all these Vanderpumpers have money.
True.
At first I was triggered, but now I'm really excited because I want to see how they spend it.
Yes.
And to watch Britney spend her money and, like, see the taste level that we're dealing with and, like, the enchanted rose, like,
I mean,
that's really top notch.
Like, all those roses, like, everyone was like, oh, and I'm like, you guys are all going to throw those away or you're going to, like, hide them so far in your closet until Britney shows up and then you're going to put it, like, on the side table, like, oh, no, I love it.
That rose goes directly to Goodwill. Yeah. Any of the, like, stuff that Britney is giving you in preparation mm-hmm. for her wedding
yeah.
is, like, you just put it in a Goodwill box.
I mean, if they were smart, they'd be like, Britney, I love this so much. I'm going to auction it off and donate the money to charity.
That's
what they should all do. And they should all, like, sign it. And then just like convince Britney that this is like the right ideas to give to charity.
That's a great idea because people would pay. I'm like, I would not
yeah,
pay
I was like,
for an
like
enchanted
$50,
rose.
I would do it. Yeah. I mean, I don't know where I would put it, but I would for sure do it. Except for Kristen. Kristen will hold on to that for a lifetime.
Kristen is so obsessed with Britney.
It is so strange to me that she thought she would be maid of honor.
Why wouldn't she? I thought she would too.
Well, first off, I feel like she picked Katie because Katie's the only one who hasn't slept with Jax.
That's true, yeah.
And
it would be important to have a maid of honor that hasn't fucked your future husband.
Right.
Okay.
And last season, she was trying to take Jax down.
For cheating on Britney.
So, like, I feel like maybe she's, like, Britney's best friend, but Jax was like, No, so I fucked her on a couch watching Drive while her boyfriend was in the other room. So I'm going to like just put the kibosh on that.
Yeah, I feel like Jax definitely had a hand in shutting that down. But then he also doesn't like Katie. And Katie's kind of been the one person that's questioning it a little bit.
That's why I think she picked her, though, because one, she could do the title like, well, she's the matron of honor, which everyone has been like, well, you know, you'd have a maid of honor and a matron of honor. I'm like, no, she's a matron of honor because she's married. Like, it doesn't matter.
You don't have two usually.
Well, so my sister, when she got married, she had both me and my other sister were her maid of honor.
Okay.
So I don't think it's like that crazy to have two. And I think she had one in Kentucky to do her Kentucky events. And then one was like the VPR crew.
Okay.
And so, or maybe she also picked Katie because Katie's been married.
I mean, I feel like there are no rules when it comes to Britney's wedding. Like, she's going to do whatever she wants and all bets are off.
Do you think that Bravo is paying any cent of this?
No. And I don't think that they're getting a spinoff. Like, I feel like their wedding's being folded into next season.
Yeah, I think they're pushing filming up.
Hopefully. It's not the finale, but I guess it might be because it usually seems like that's a good way to structure a season of a TV show.
But so they announced their wedding date.
It's June 29th, which is literally tomorrow.
Well, and apparently they got very mad at us.
Why? Oh my God. Drama. Okay. Drama.
Well,
they
weren't like mad at us. They just, so Mary is spring break Mary. She's in Mexico. So she texted me while I was this weekend. She texted me this picture that Britney had posted, but then apparently deleted and was like, hey, should I post this? Because it was a wood picture, you know, that says the couchies.
Yeah.
Which is
they so love great. A wood love, object. Oh,
love a wood with the calligraphy. It's so like on point in season. So basic. I also love a good calligraphy, though, but that's besides the point.
Yeah.
Anyways, underneath it. So she was saying like, oh, I guess she's going to be a couchie. Well, underneath it said 6/29/19. So I guess,
and it was allegedly an accident.
Yeah. So Britney posted it. And then I think she didn't realize that the date was on there. Like, I think she was just whatever it happened.
She went to a wedding frenzy.
Yeah. It just was like, oh, it was like a blackout, you know, deleted it. Mary then posted it. And then she's in Mexico. So she shut her phone off. Like, I literally texted her 3 hours later because she was like, should I post this? Like, whatever. And so I was like, yeah, sure. Whatever. She's like, oh, no, I did. I'm like, okay. So then I go into our DMs and her best friend, Zach, has DM'd us, been like, please take that down. Britney doesn't want that date out. She accidentally posted it. Jax accidentally posted it, not realizing the date. And mind you, this is like 3 or 4 hours after we had already posted it.
Yeah.
And then the account Sir Rules, which I don't like, but it's like not the one that they always tag. It's like _ Sir Rules or something. I'm very bad with like the Instagram names. So anyways, they also DM'd us being like, hey, Britney asked us to DM you. And I'm like, why wouldn't Britney just DM us? She hasn't blocked us yet.
But yeah. Like, who are you? Like Jennifer Lopez? Right, like you can handle this yourself.
Yeah. She was like, you know, can you please delete that?
You need to like sick your gay best friend on someone.
Right. And so then.
That's a classic move though. And a classic role for him to take on is like. Fighting the battles on Instagram.
Right. And so, but at that point, I had seen, like, people had screenshot and showed us that Jax had already posted 6/29/19. Britney had posted something else. So I wrote back being like, seems like it's okay, considering they're both posting the date now, you know? And they wrote back being like, oh, yeah, I meant to follow up and tell you it was okay. You know, your post had gotten so many likes, so they just figured that they would just go with it. And I'm like, do you think that people really care the date of your wedding? Like, not to be rude, but like
I mean,
you're saying,
I care. Like, I was excited to know the date.
But I mean, in the sense of like, I felt like they thought it was like a security issue. We're all going to the Kentucky Castle now to be like, let us in.
I mean, I feel like nothing is really an accident. Like, I feel like they want attention and oops, like it causes much more drama and excitement if you're like, post it and then delete it and like act crazy about it.
Right. But it's also like, we knew they were getting married in June at some point.
Yeah.
And so I just don't think, like, for me, it's like, oh, okay, that's their wedding date. But like, I didn't think it was that crazy to post it. Like, who cares?
Yeah.
In the sense of security. Like, I don't think it's like, I think, yes, as a fandom, we all want to know when it's happening because it's like, but the thing with them is they're always on social media about everything. So like, you don't think on the 27th when they're all flying to Kentucky that we can't figure out what they're doing?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Like, they put everything on social media, that all this stuff this season, we've already seen it.
I wonder if they have like bodyguard, like when they'll get bodyguards or if they have them. It's so crazy too, because like, people know their addresses. Like,
Do you know their addresses?
I mean, I feel like in Facebook groups, I've seen
with their new houses
with the addresses of those houses. Like, that's being shared around. That's pretty crazy.
That is true. But it's like, I guess for me, it takes like a crazy, and I'm not, and if you guys, like, not trying to alienate anybody, but I just think it takes a crazy person to go to somebody's house.
Yeah, I'm not going to like ever show up at someone's house unexpectedly.
Right. So like for me, like,
but you never know. Like, now, there are some people out there that would show up.
I think it'd be smart for them to talk to TMZ and get on that tour where they drive by their house. Like, because I assume that those houses get some sort of payment or something if these cars are like always going around.
It would be smart to just do it, create a Vanderpump Rules tour. Oh my God.
Did we just come up with like the best idea? And by we, you did, but I'm going to capitalize off it. Because this is kind of a good idea.
Like, just take you to every single place. I can take you to where I know exactly where they've all lived and now where they live.
Yeah. Currently. Like, my friend lives in Katie, Tom, Jack's, Brittany, or she used to live in their building. So it's like, I know like whereabouts they live. And like, I've run into like Katie and Tom drunkenly before and they told me where they live. And I was like,
love that.
Yeah. They're like, we should totally hang out. And I was like, you will not even remember me tomorrow. And lo and behold, I ran into them 2 months ago on the corner of Santa Monica and Robertson, and they had no idea who I was.
Perfect. In true Vanderpump fashion.
Yeah, so I mean, it all worked out. So I'm sure that they're probably telling, you know.
Like, now that I'm thinking about it, I have to take back what I said and say that I actually did, back when this show first was out, and like, I think season two, after I became full-fledged obsessed, I drove up and down the streets of WeHo and found out where Tom and Ariana's apartment was.
Oh, okay. But I do want to know where they are.
Where they are now or where that apartment was?
No, not the house. Where was their apartment?
It was on, I'm pretty sure it was on either Sweetser or Kings, but south of...
South side of Melrose.
South side of Melrose.
Okay.
Or south side of Santa Monica. It was like around... Maybe it was like around 3rd Street. Now I can't really remember, but I remember.
But just, the one that they just moved out of.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the shithole one.
Okay.
The one that's been the star.
the air conditioner and the microwave. Uncredited
cast member of the show.
Yes. Yes. I love that.
We need
that.
To pour one out for that apartment because we won't be seeing it next season. Oh my God.
Do you think that we'll get, like, do you think that they're filming them all moving right now?
Maybe.
Because that has to be part of it. Like, there's been so much like, it's the unsung hero. You're right. Like, uncredited, but a star.
Like, this show would not be as iconic were it not for that apartment.
Any podcast that I've ever, like, listened to that mentions Vanderpump, at least once that apartment is mentioned in it. Like,
yeah.
It's like, it does not, it's everything.
What are we going to do without that apartment in our lives week to week?
Are we ready for them to be rich?
I mean, I've had to do therapy over it. Like, no, I'm not kidding.
Was it with Jax's therapist?
No, if only. No, I'd be dead if that were my therapist.
Or the Reiki therapist?
Yeah, I wouldn't have made it. The Reiki therapist, I've gone to her, like, Goop Labs, like, Reiki session. She's great. She's the real deal.
Good things. And, like, I felt bad for her. She got a bad rap because she was married, like, had a stepdaughter, like, lived this life. And then the editors made it seem like he was going to cheat on Britney with her.
Yeah. And not fair to her. She's, like, actually, like, Goop approved and would never in her life. She's a professional.
Yeah. I really did feel bad for
Kelsey,
her.
Kelsey. The Reiki master.
Yeah. Her last name was like Kelsey, like Patel or something.
Yeah,
like,
justice
why do I
for
know
Kelsey.
This? Justice for Kelsey for sure.
You have to know this.
I know. It's just like, it's like I can't remember like where I like parked my car, but I'm like, oh yeah, no,
oh, Kelsey Patel, yeah,
yeah, mm-hmm. Kelsey Patel, 100. I'm like, oh yeah, Carmen, oh yeah, Tiffany at the Moment Hotel with Jax, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, Carmen Dickman, lives in Austin, has a blah. I'm like.
And yes, I drove around Austin and I found her house too, but I didn't go inside.
Yeah, I didn't knock on the door.
It's like when you were 16 and you used to drive by the guy's house you liked 6 times in a row to see if he was home, even though his car was there and the light was on in his room. But you're like, one more time just for good luck.
Yeah, it's definitely a teenage throwback.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not above a drive around and try to figure out where someone lives.
No, it's research.
Mm-hmm.
See, I made you digress so hard there.
This is like the stalker podcast.
No, I'm light so stalking. Sorry.
No, it's good. It's good. Ariana is setting up for brunch with Billy Lee. And
oh my God, we're literally at the beginning.
We're now just starting. Yeah. Cool. 24 minutes in. It's all good.
Yeah.
It's not talking.
Okay. Have you been to brunch with Billy Lee?
No, because I just feel like I don't want to spend money at Sir mm-hmm. anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just not in my budget for 2019 Q2. And so, and I also just don't trust their ability to cook like an egg properly. Like, I feel like they are going to cook really thick, rubbery, sulfury smelling egg. Okay.
Would you go to Pump for brunch though? Like, if you had to go
to
one of
the Pump for brunch,
me too,
which was fine. It was nothing to write home about. Mm-hmm. I'm a Tom Tom head through and through. If Tom Tom had brunch, I'd fuck with it.
Well, so I also thought what was interesting too, while we're mentioning, is that Britney's maid of honor or bridesmaid thing, that was at Pump.
That was at Pump.
I think it's really weird that they didn't do any sort of like, we're at Pump.
Yeah, like a establishing shot.
Yeah, like just like the over, you know, the drone shot of everything. Like I was like, where, what restaurant are they at? And then I saw the umbrellas in that bar and I'm like, wow, Lisa let this go without even saying that they're at Pump.
Pump gets no love lately.
No, poor Richardson.
Yeah. Richardson got one scene this season.
I mean, and it was at Tom Tom.
It was at Tom Tom.
Like he
where
can't
he
even
had to like pretend that people were like coming in the door, like lining up around the corner.
I do really enjoy Tom Tom, though.
I love it there.
Minus the fact that the drinks are like $17.
It's expensive. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, it's pretty high end. And
have you had to wait in the line?
No, because I have an in.
Oh, you have.
So
wow.
Yeah,
guys, we're in the midst. Host of podcast gets in line for free or doesn't even have to go into line.
I have actually stood in the line, but now I'm at the point where I've had.
Because you're a regular.
I've gotten the go ahead from my friend that works there and says, if you need to get into Tom Tom, you text me and I'll take care of you.
Okay. I need to come with you next
time. I know. So anyone looking to go to Tom Tom.
Okay.
I'm the one to go with.
Let's do
I'm
it.
I'm dying to go back. I haven't been in like over a month.
I've been 1.25 times. And I say that because I went one on opening weekend. I feel like it might have been the first day and we just happened to be walking by. So we went in.
Love that.
Had some drinks. It was great. Like great experience. We had some appetizers too. It was lovely. And then I was on like this like mini random pub crawl that happened. But we had started at the Abbey and then we started walking by and we went into Tom Tom and they were so nice. They were going to clear a table for us, but we'd had like a few drinks. So we're like, this is not our vibe right now. So we literally all sat down. They cleared everything. And I'm like, no, please don't do this. Like, we're just getting a drink. Please don't do this. Like, no, don't even worry about it. You guys can have this area. They were so nice. And then my friends were like, this is lame. And I'm like, you guys can't do this.
No, don't do this to Tom
no.
Tom.
Well, I was like, don't do this to Tom Tom or the two judgy girls' name. Like, I just had to pretend like I didn't. I was like, oh, wow, I've never been here before. And what's this show? Vanderpump? Who? What? And I was like, please let me out of here. Like, I felt like I was being a horrible Bravo, like Bravo-holic there.
It's disrespectful. I won't lie.
So, I mean.
But it's okay. You can make it right. You can go back again and give it the love it deserves.
I told my friends, like, this is so rude. Like, you were so disrespectful. You were disrespectful for the Toms that are making out right there in that photo. How dare you all?
Mm-hmm. And, no, it's important to, like, really commit.
I agree. And it's like, we're in a holy place.
Yeah. And also the energy of Tom Tom. I'm surprised that it wasn't, I mean, it's not Abbey level energy.
Well, it was because they had opened early. So this was the same day that I ran into Tom and Katie on the corner.
Okay.
So they were all kind of, they were going to Sir. Or no, they were going to the Abbey because I ran into Sandoval at the Abbey.
Gotcha.
Sandoval, not a fan of me. It's okay. It's fine. But and I feel like my friends are always like, oh, there they are. You should go say hi. I'm like, they don't know who I am. They know who our Instagram is.
Yeah.
And they probably would see Mary and maybe know her because she puts her face out there way more. But I'm always like, hi, I'm Courtney from Two Judgy Girls. Like, I have to like give a full intro, you know, and they're like, oh, hey, what's up? And I'm like, it's cool. They're like, oh, I love your podcast. I'm like, you've never listened to it or else you would never say that to me. But they were going there. So I feel like everybody started freaking out and following them down Robertson to the Abbey. So
yeah.
Tom Tom was a very like low vibe, low Got energy it. Vibe at that point.
Yeah. It was not
yeah.
a ruckus.
Yeah.
Not Lady Gaga like dancing on the tables.
Ugh. But could you imagine?
I know. That's why it's a celebrity hotspot
Like when
now.
I see Miley Cyrus there, I'm like, what the hell?
Selena Gomez was there recently.
Like, what's happening?
I know. It's really...
The day that Rihanna shows up there...
I'm going to die. That might be too much.
Like, I'm speechless. Yeah. Which is probably good because I've been talking a lot.
Ariana is pissed at Lisa because she does not like Lisa talking shit on the Toms.
What's your thought on that?
I mean, I thought the scene was weird because it looked like they were editing in like eye rolls that weren't necessarily directed at Lisa. Like, yeah. Ariana's not a fucking psycho. She's not going to sit there and like eye roll her boss. Like,
she's the smartest one out of them all.
Yeah. Like, she's probably participating in whatever conversation they're having. It was like total out of context eye rolls. Mm-hmm. But I understand where she's coming from because it is edited a bit to make Tom and Tom look like idiots. I mean, always. I think Tom Schwartz drags the entire brand down. Mm-hmm. So if your trailer is like hitched to his,
right,
you're just like, the brand is not strong.
Yeah.
Tom Schwartz is a fucking idiot who does not deserve all the success that he has.
No, I don't. It's like very strange to me. But I also, so it's interesting because Tom Schwartz also gets it though. Like, I think he gets that they need to be like Lisa's like lackeys. And mm-hmm. so like he understands that dynamic. Like, where Ariana's like mad about it, Tom Schwartz like understands it. He's like, Katie, like, I literally do nothing and I somehow got my name on this place. Like, I know where my place is. Like, that's what I feel like he understands.
Yeah, he's just glad to be here.
He really is. He is like a golden retriever. He is just like, it always makes me think of like my dog when like I'm leaving and I say, okay, you can come. And she sprints out the house. Like, she is just glad to be there.
Yeah.
And that's Tom.
It is a dog vibe. And Lisa wants dogs working for her. Like, that's the best case scenario.
If dogs could talk and have opposable thumbs, Lisa would hire them over humans any day.
Yeah. And Schwartz is like that vibe, especially mm-hmm. with Lisa, because he's obsessed with her, much like a dog would be obsessed with its owner.
Yes.
So that makes sense. And like, it makes sense that she would just hire him and take his money to put him in this role.
Yes.
I feel kind of bad for Tom Sandoval because I think that he does really care and like works really hard. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure he'll get like a lot of opportunities out of this.
Yeah, I felt bad for him for a second. Well, so I was like with Ariana because I think that Tom Sandoval, he like really does, he puts his heart and soul into everything. Like, talk about someone who has a passion.
Yeah.
Regardless of what your passion is for, have passion like Tom Sandoval.
Totally. You'll get far in life.
Yeah. But when Ariana, what like kind of threw me off was then when Ariana was talking to Stassi and Kristen later in the episode, and she said, well, it's a bad reflection on me because then it would make people think I'm dating an idiot.
Yeah.
So are you sad about Tom being treated that way? Or are you sad because it's reflected on you the way Tom's being treated?
Yeah, I think it's like a little bit of both.
Yeah.
But I clocked that too and was like,
Yeah.
I didn't like make those connections mm-hmm. myself, but like, okay.
Yeah. I mean, and it's interesting because it's interesting watching this and then watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, where they're all getting on Lisa for being manipulative and everything. And then you kind of get to see a little bit here, but her in a different sort of power position.
But I feel like after this scene, especially at the top of the episode, like, I was like, Lisa's putting herself too much on par with these people. Like, mm-hmm. she's now participating in their drama, which I don't think is a good look for her. Like,
I agree.
As the person on a show to go from like the queen of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills to like one of the Vanderpumpers, mm-hmm. it's like, ugh.
Yeah.
Downgrade.
I like a little bit of Lisa, and I like when she comes in to like scold them.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
I want Lisa as the teacher, the mentor, mm-hmm. the
what
voice of
James's
reason.
Therapist.
James's therapist. I feel like we saw her just that one time.
Yeah, well, in this episode too.
Oh, yeah. Lisa as James's therapist.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh,
yes, yeah. Lisa.
I like her as that, and I think that she's created a really solid boundary with James, mm-hmm. and I support it because, well, I agree with her. Like, James.
Yes, and last week you said like you did not think James would be coming back to his job, and it was like confirmed this week.
Yeah, I think it's done for him, and yeah. I think it's sad that he really wants this job clearly, but can't stay sober. Like, can't even say like, I'm not gonna have one beer,
right?
Because, and that is truly the sign of alcoholism or addiction.
Like, I can't stand James. Like, I hate James. I think I've...
Oh, yeah. I forgot you're a total James Kennedy hater.
Well, I mean, I feel like for good reason. I've had run-ins and it's happened. But, like, it's interesting because I think the editors are really doing him a service of giving him a nice edit that we, a lot of the fandom feels bad for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he has, like, here's the thing, though, is I feel like when you have a shitty family upbringing, shitty things are happening within your family, like, that sucks. Like, it is horrible, and I'm not, like, putting that down at all. But I think the person you are is how you handle that, and he can't seem to handle that.
No, he has really bad coping mechanisms.
Right. And so he, like, lashes out and does all these things, but, like, we're somehow supposed to feel sorry for him because he has a bad family atmosphere. And I do feel bad because he is supporting his family. But it's like, if you are supporting your family, then you shouldn't lash out at people. You shouldn't be doing that because you need your job.
Yeah. I mean, I just think it all comes back to, like, alcoholism and addiction. And also this episode, he's acting very erratic, like, very weird.
Did you notice that?
He, like, can't make eye contact. He's edgy.
I think he's scared of Lisa. I think before he kind of had a better relationship with Lisa. But I think, like you said, like, he knew this was the last time. Like, he knew he had fucked up. Like, it was over. And so every other time he's been like, yeah, but Lisa, like, we know I'm going to get this job back. And finally, he just pushed it too far. So he's, like, frightened of her. And then I think his conversation with Lala, he was like, why the fuck am I talking to you?
Yeah.
You are so fucking rude to me. You are condescending. You think that you have all of this knowledge when you are just as bad as I am and we're not friends anymore.
Yeah. And I feel like Lala should have, if she's going to really try and have this conversation, she would need to lead with an apology and be like, hey, the last time I saw you, I flipped out. I said a bunch of bullshit to you and I'm sorry, but I care.
Like, but she also, like, hates his girlfriend for no reason. Like, Raquel, like, talk about someone who is literally so harmless and so just, like, vanilla and just there. Like, that is Raquel. Like, she literally is the nicest person. And all she wants is to be on this show.
Yeah. She just wants friends.
She just wants friends, and she wants them to be friends that are on a reality show.
She wants them to come to her puppy shower.
Like, it's so sad. And so, like, when Lala, like, goes off on her, I'm like, you are going off on, like, it's not, you're bringing a gun to a knife or whatever that is. You know? Like, it's just not fair. So it's like, I wouldn't want to be friends with Lala either. I wouldn't want to be friends with her now either. Like, I don't think she's that great.
Yeah, I don't think she's coming from any sort of, like, genuine place.
No.
I think Lala's definitely a person who's now playing a game, and she's risen to a very specific, like, power seat in the whole friend group.
Which is so strange to me because I'm like, first off, I will say she looked stunning in that scene. Like,
what is she doing? Like, her face, whoever is, I mean, she's going to this guy, Dr. Diamond, who, like, does a bunch of the Kardashians. But so she's paying, like, top.
She doesn't look like Kardashian level. Like, Kardashians have great work.
Yeah. I mean, she looks like she's had some great work. Like,
but what?
The skin was really glowing. The, like,
her lips and, like, the microblading of the eyebrows. I'm like, you were, what, 29 years old? You were stunning. And, like, you keep doing all these things to yourself and you don't need to. Like, even, like, the preventativeness, like, you're so beautiful. Like, in that scene, I was like, holy shit, this is, like, the Lala that I've remembered seeing, being like, wow, this girl's stunning.
Yeah.
Like, dressed down, like, really no makeup, just, like, wearing, like, you know, a casual, baggy tank top.
Yeah. Like, onesie kind of, yes, like, maternity romper.
Yeah. You know, just, you know, in case, like, Hoopies and Rand decide to procreate. Like,
it's good to have them around.
Right. You never know when you're going to need one.
Yeah. She looked really, really good.
Yeah.
She's been, something evened itself out in these last episodes. Mm-hmm. 'Cause, like, at first the dark hair was, like, a lot.
Yeah.
And then it's been a rocky road to get to where we are. But after, at her showcase, I was like, oh my God, she's never looked better. And then this look, which was, like, a more natural look, was
I'm sure you talked about the showcase, but it's just, like, singing to your dad and, like, wearing a pretend suit that, like, could be your dad's and then taking it off and having your bra and getting on your knees. And I'm just like,
I love how they honor their dead relatives in this show. It's either, like, stripping while singing a song about them, which is thoughtful, or, like, keeping their bottle of Fireball on a high shelf and writing on it with Sharpie, like, do not touch. This was my dad's. Don't touch.
Did it
and
say then, do not touch?
Yeah, it said, had Sharpie writing on it that was like, this Fireball bottle
and
is off.
Then it looked like he kept the ashes in, like, a chicken McNugget box.
He kept them in, like, it was like a jewelry box, but not It's like the box that the jewelry box comes in.
Yes, exactly.
Just like kind of taped up or like rubber banded together.
So I have a question about that
too. He has a dad in a box.
I'd rather the dick in the box than the dad
than
in the box.
Dad in a box.
He's like 100%.
Like, I have some of my grandmother's ashes, but they're like in a mini urn.
Yeah. I mean, it's like he should almost put the ashes maybe like in the fireball and then like do not touch.
Someone, I was looking at Jax's Twitter because I wanted to screen grab that like statement that he released. Oh. And someone had tweeted at him and they were like, man, you should have sprinkled your dad's ashes on your fresh tattoo. That's what I did with my dog. That way they'll always be a part of you. And then Jax was like, interesting. It's like, what? You guys, like, can we not right now?
I mean, they say people grieve differently.
No judgment, but I'm also just like, wow, their grieving process is unlike anything I've ever seen.
No, and did we ever, and my gut is no, but did we ever see Jax's dad on the show?
I don't think, his mom's been on the show, but his dad has not been on the show.
Do you think, controversial question, is he playing the dad card too hard?
What was interesting was during like the scene where Brittany and him have everyone over for brunch, which was like ordering from KFC or something like that.
What was that?
I don't know, but it was like I saw a lot of styrofoam.
Yeah, a lot of red.
I was really trying to figure out where it was from, but then just didn't have enough time to like devote to it.
Yeah.
But when they're all gathered and then Mama's talking about like the rocky ups and downs of the relationship, and then Jax is like, oh, one second, let me get some. And then he's like, no, my dad's here. And he posts his dad in a box on the armchair.
And he's like,
armchair.
I always take him everywhere I go.
Yeah, I was
which
like.
Which is bullshit because when he was at the tattoo parlor, he said, this is the first time I've taken him somewhere.
Yeah, so
typical Jax.
My gut feeling in that moment was like, oh, if we're going to talk about something emotional or something that involves something bad that I've done, I'm gonna bring my dad off the shelf to make it just like uncomfortable, and so you all feel bad for me and change the subject, or like don't lean into me too hard, but like don't forget, like my dad's dead now. Mm-hmm. Like,
did you guys know my dad died?
Yeah, it's just like kind of a manipulation tactic, and that's on brand for him. I mean, he would use anything to manipulate the situation
it's totally
to his advantage.
True. Yes, I think it's just interesting, but I also thought that he was like playing it hard, and then but his sister seemed to be on his side.
With the mom
feud,
it's really, that is like I have a lot of questions about, because.
Is she older or younger?
The sister is younger, I believe.
Okay, because she's very pretty too.
Yeah, she's pretty. I was kind of weirded out that she's married to kind of a Jax lookalike in some ways.
Yeah, like the Midwest version, like if Jax had never left.
Yeah, like she married like a thinner Jax.
Yeah.
Or just like a smaller.
Season, a season one Jax.
Yeah, like a smaller boned Jax Taylor with a beard. Like, I was like, what? Whoa.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm not a therapist, so I won't get into what that all means. But like, I had empathy for the situation of being like, why didn't you tell us that he was sick? But I'm also like, why did you guys just, did the dad pass away and then you never spoke to your mom again?
That's like, what I'm so confused
there
about.
There wasn't ever one conversation that was like, you could easily clear this up with being like, why'd you do that? And then her being like, your dad wanted it this way.
But also
and then
on brand for Jax.
Yeah, that's a classic Vanderpump move.
Because they were just texting, remember? Like when he was, I think when he was telling her about the engagement, he sent her a text or his birthday. That's what it was.
Or she didn't text him on his birthday.
She
or
didn't call him.
She didn't call him.
She texted him. Okay. And I was like, okay, Jax, you're turning 40,000. Like, you're fine. Like,
it's all good.
But it just was like, it was interesting in the sense of like, okay, so she feels the same way. And I'm like, I think if you guys listen to your mom, she probably has good reason why. Because again, and sometimes he gives you a slight intelligence and you're like, oh, keep going with this, Jax. Because he was like, do you think that maybe dad told mom not to tell us? And I was like, oh my God, we're getting somewhere. Okay, this is great. Movement.
Yeah, you're like, it took 7 months to get to this realization, but like.
Yeah, but then he was like, nah. He's like, we still hate her. You're like, no, you were so close to having some sort of breakthrough.
I know, it almost happened for them. Yes. I like the sister just being like, who knows? Like, anyways.
And then they do some like horrible like interlude music.
Yeah. And then also like it was interesting where he's like, my dad said he never would have wanted to set foot in a tattoo parlor, but brought him anyways. Like, haha. And it's like, well, that's kind of disrespectful.
Yeah.
If we're going to really like get picky over.
And on
this
his
thing.
First trip out,
I know you're taking him to a place that he's asked,
and you know where that is too.
Not to go. It's like, I have gotten. That's where I get my ears pierced.
You do
that guy, that piercing guy.
Oh,
that
wait,
did
is that
their,
where they did the piercing too?
Yeah.
Oh, I was wondering because I was like, wait, is that the same place? Like, interesting. And then I'm like, they really. One, our lives are too intersecting.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I know too much and I like frequent too many of the same places that it's like, eventually it's going to catch up to me, I feel, where I'm like, ugh. But maybe not because now they're moving to the Valley. Mm-hmm. So maybe not. But like.
Yeah, they'll be out of the mix and West Hollywood will finally be safe.
Yeah, but it's like everything is off of Melrose.
Yeah, but that's like, I've run into them like socially at a couple like random bars, I would say, but I don't feel like we would frequent the same like dining establishments really, which was nice. Like unless I was to go to Tom Tom or like step on their turf.
That makes sense. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Which I was like feeling
good
about.
At bars definitely, but not, yeah, no restaurants actually.
Yeah. So that's like bodes well.
Yeah, that's okay then. It's going to be
But the moment you start running into them at like restaurants that you go to or like if you go shopping and then they happen to be there, that's when you know like things have happened.
Yeah, like maybe my levels of tastes have gone too high and I need to lower it a little bit.
Yeah, like the power structure needs to be realigned.
Like they should be up there, but like not so high up, but just like we don't need to be dining and shopping at the same places.
No,
we
can I just drink don't want that places. Or if you're gonna do it on a different day, like
right,
I just don't want to run
week
into
when I'm at my job.
Yeah.
Which I mean is when they are doing things, because it's again an engagement party on a Tuesday, the puppy party on a Thursday. It's like at least you're doing things when I physically can't attend, so thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very important timing wise. Oh, okay. So meanwhile at brunch, Sheena is wearing just a shirt that's a white t-shirt with her own belt. That's one of Adam's shirts.
The gold belt that I literally had in college. Like I had that belt in 2003 as a freshman in college and I used to wear it around my gaucho pants.
I love that.
Like, and she's like, huh, I just found it in my car.
It's just in Sheena's car.
It's just
maybe that is your belt from college.
I mean, it could be like, it's just that out. It makes me so sad for her, but it irrationally infuriates me.
Oh my God, I love Sheena. Like, Sheena's really the shining star of Vanderpump Rules for me now.
Because of the lack of self-awareness?
Yeah, because it's just like, she's willing to do anything, kind of. Like, on camera, she's very...
But do you think she knows how it comes off?
No, and I hope it always stays that way. I think she thinks she knows and tries to adjust accordingly, but she'll never really know.
No.
Because she would not... keep leaning into this, like she finds herself repeatedly in the same situation where it's like you're with a guy that has given
my best
you
friend
all the signs that he doesn't want to be with
you. We don't want to be together. We're best friends.
That was a great super cut.
He's my best friend.
She tells Adam that she's going, that Ethan, who's hot, by the way.
Her 25-year-old friend Ethan.
Is going to come over and cook her dinner and, like, tries to gauge Adam's response.
Like, the eyes, like, watching her eyes, like, open wider and wider. Like, is he doing anything? It's like, he's literally not even moving. He's a male model. He's just posing.
But I'm really unclear on what to make of this situation because it's like...
I think it's fake, too.
I've heard rumors that Adam is gay.
Oh,
and that
really?
Sheena's a beard. Yeah. Which at this point, I'm like, I don't understand. I mean, I don't understand anyone being closeted at this point, especially in West Hollywood, of all places. But like, it wouldn't be the craziest thing that's ever happened.
I could see. I mean, well, there's rumors that like Robbie from The Bachelor was also gay and Sheena was his beard. And she used to hang out, the three of them. And maybe that was one of her threesomes in her young days of Hollywood, the old days of Hollywood.
Maybe Sheena is like the new beard that you get whenever you're like trying to like, maybe Sheena's like way smarter than we give her credit for.
Well, and Sheena should start an app called The Beard.
Mm-hmm.
And literally it's like the Noah Centineo movie Perfect Date.
Yeah.
And people just swipe and they hire Sheena to be their girlfriend for like important occasions.
Yeah. Or it's like if you're a woman and you want to beard a guy, you can just go on this app.
Yeah, she should do that.
I would totally go on that app.
And then like maybe Rob comes back around and we get divorce closet round two.
Mm-hmm.
I think things could happen with this.
Yeah. Because, like, this Adam thing makes no sense.
I also don't get it because it's like, she's like, oh, yeah, we totally have sex all the time. Like, I landed on the plane. He's like, hello, I'm horny.
Yeah.
But, like, when we saw the beginning of the season and Adam's building her sad Costco bed, like, she's like, I'm going to leave the door open in case you just want to, you know, 420-69. And he's like, I'm good.
Yeah. And she was like, we don't ever have sex. But yeah. Then they finally did.
Right.
And then now they're fucking all the time, but, like, he doesn't want a relationship, but he spends every night at her house. Like,
does Adam live on the West Side? Because there's no way he's going to Marina Del Rey for that.
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, the whole thing, it doesn't add up.
No, there's something very strange.
And it's like, if you guys are spending all this time together and you're mad you don't want this person dating someone else, like, you're in a relationship.
That's like the definition of a fuck boy. Like, this is where I want to shake Sheena and be like, if this is actually real, have some self-respect. Like, it is, you are, like, Sheena, as much hate as I have for Sheena, because I think she's the worst, like, she's a pretty girl, has a great body. And you know what? When she's not so insecure, I bet her personality is actually lovely.
Yeah. And she's rich.
Yes.
She has a lot of money now.
So it's like, be proud of yourself and, like, why don't you take command instead of, like, showing us this facade of you taking command? Like, just do it. Like, fuck Adam because, I mean, one, yeah, Ethan's hot and if you want to make out with him, go for it. We don't need to watch, though. Let's be clear. But also, like, you can get a kind of guy you want to get. Like, you had no problem landing Shay, which was probably because you thought that. No, but I mean, like, in the sense of, like, the control she had, like, in that.
I mean, like, a toad would have no problem landing Shay.
Right, so, but I mean, the control she had in that relationship, like, Sheena was, like, the strong, confident, like,
she ruled that relationship.
She did, 100%. So she's clearly capable of doing it. So it makes me sad when you see this insecure girl, like, flaunting, like, look, I'm gonna make out with this guy and I'm gonna tell everybody how I'm Lala 2.0 by having threesomes, even though I told you guys I haven't had an orgasm since Rob. Like, all these things that I'm like, Sheena, pick a lane, stay in it, and just be confident in who you are.
Yeah, it's hard for her, but I like watching the struggle take place because the things so that come out of her mouth on her journey to finding herself are they're total gold. Like, Sheena basically told us, yeah, I met a lot of pro athletes who ran a train on me sometimes, like, in groups.
Yeah. Sometimes there was more than one person. And I'm like, Sheena.
Sheena, I've said this a million times, but, like, she needs to go on, like, a silent retreat. Like,
oh my gosh.
She needs to go on, like, a really, like, a Buddhist meditation silent retreat. It would be so good for her.
What would she do without a phone for 20 minutes?
She would she would have, like, a breakdown, but then ultimately a breakthrough. Yeah.
Yes. I love that. Like, maybe sometimes I see a little bit of myself in Sheena. Mm-hmm. One, I was going to, like, you know, because she's Sheena Marie Shay, and then on Watch What Happens Live, they're like, Erica Marie. And I was like, of course they would be the Maries, you know? And they go, oh, shit, I'm a Marie, and so is my mom.
Oh.
And maybe I was like, Sheena, oh no,
is your altar.
That's sad for me.
She's like your tethered style.
My God.
But I think that whoever you hate the most on Vanderpump Rules is the person you most identify with. I mean, unless it's Katie, because no one likes her on the show.
No, I want better for Sheena because she's so cringe.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we love to laugh at her, but at some point it's like, I post things on our Instagram that are just a video. Like, it is not edited. It's just straight from the show, you know? And she's talking about how she's like, I'm not the kind of person who wants to get married and have kids. And it's like, last season, you literally introduced us to Madison Marie Parks Valletta.
Yeah. And also, you got married on the show.
Right. So it's like, when you say those things, you think that we've forgotten, but, like, we've been with you for 7 seasons.
Yeah.
So, like, stop doing that and just own who you are. Like, hey, do you want a girlfriend? Like, marriage is in my future. It doesn't have to be today. But, yeah, it is something my goal is towards. Like, I want that happy life of marriage and kids. And just live it.
Yeah. It's a really weird thing to realize that we know these people better than they know themselves.
I mean, it's so – and, of course, I'll always say – you know, you see an edited version of me. That's not who I am. And I'm
that's
like,
who?
You can't edit what you don't give them.
Yeah.
And you're giving them everything.
And I'm also like, I've met all of you, right, and can 100% say I know you better than you know yourself.
100. Like, I totally agree. Like, I think, you know, Sheena will be coming back from the West Side soon.
I think so. I think she's going to have like her own moment to shine.
Yes. And I, you know what? See, the who we all loved Sheena in the beginning too.
I mean, I've always like, she is really cringe, but I do think that she gives such good TV. Like, she just knows.
But, like, I feel like it's we're laughing at her, not with her.
Yeah.
And I want to laugh with her because it's like,
I don't want to laugh with her.
You don't.
No, I only want to laugh at Sheena. Like, I want to observe Sheena like a rat in a lab.
Yes.
And like watch her figure this all out. But like,
does it have a happy ending though, or is there no ending? It just keeps going.
It keeps going. Okay. I mean, I feel like there is no ending. The only appropriate ending for any Vanderpump Rules person is if they like die. Like, sadly, or like, well, have so like a tragic
Jack, so meet like their when Jack has end. Like a coke head, like he overdoses on coke,
yeah, or like has a heart attack, right. Like, or he like murders someone, it's like,
which are all very very possible endings. Yeah,
like I think the reason, part of the reason why I love Vanderpump Rules is because it's such like a life microcosm where it's like their struggles are all of our struggles.
It's so
anytime you're trying to wrap it up in like a pretty bow, which I feel like they've really tried to do this season. Mm-hmm. And then finally, thank fucking God, in the last few episodes, they actually went back to like the way Vanderpump Rules used to be. That is like, I want that like raw, like not pretty, often disgusting, cringy stuff, because that's like what life is like.
But I want more, like, I think the problem that I have with Vanderpump is like, I want more of like what their outside life is. Like,
we keep, I don't need them to pretend keep working that they're
like Tom Sandoval getting fired from Surlap. It's like, he's literally doing Spicy Tequila Tuesday the day after he gets fired. So like, let's not play that. But like, I want to watch them buying these houses. I want to watch like, I want more of Kristen and Carter. Like, I want more of the real, because that is what I like about the show. I like seeing that. Like, when I see these dates that Sheena does, the reason I don't like it is because it's so cringe and it's not real life for her.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it is a, I think it is a slice of her real life, like the unabashed, like she's so unaware and does this shit all the time.
And I think she's doing this date to try and get Adam to get some sort of message or feedback from him. But it's just like, Sheena, that's the wrong way to go about this. Like, if you really want to like lay down the gauntlet, you just say like, fine, we're done. We're not hanging out anymore. And like,
yeah, maybe she could borrow Katie's script of He's Just Not That Into You, which she had an extra part in.
Oh, yeah.
And she could give a signed copy to Sheena.
Or she could give an ultimatum, like take a page out of the Katie Maloney handbook and just
ring
like
on a string,
dish it out.
I mean,
there's a lot of ways to go about this, and Sheena never chooses the right way. And that's why I find her to be like a lovable character.
So I think then that the way to have more of Sheena then for you is like, Sheena needs to take the route of hanging out with them more. Like, the reason they don't want to hang out with Sheena is because she doesn't hang out with them on their off time, which is like now what, like 3 weeks in between filming. But like,
yeah, but like, I mean, when she moved to Marina Del Rey, I was like, this is going to be, this is not going to be great for Sheena's relationship with the cast.
No, and like, especially even Ariana is over like, it.
In the Valley and her in Marina Del Rey.
Yeah, that's at least an hour.
Yeah. But I think Sheena has like a certain star power. Like, she definitely was one of the things that made the show great from the get-go.
We need season one, season two Sheena back. Like, that's what we need back. We need wedding planner Sheena, where she had all the control but was still unaware of how crazy she was. Like, that's what we need back, because the cringe, like, Rob, my best friend. It's sad.
It's sad, but I love it.
I mean, yeah, do I sit there and like laugh at it and like watch in between? Like, I'm literally have like my fingers up to my eyes, like looking in between. So I'm like, no, make this stop. Like, stop telling us how you were like with all these football players. Like, that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well,
HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all, like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
Something I loved about this episode, though, was how little of Katie was really featured in
it. Okay, tell me why you hate Katie so much. Now, I know it's like a very popular opinion. I'm like kind of the, like, she doesn't bother me because I think she's like,
You're just kind of like, whatever. You're neither here nor there on it.
Yeah, like I think I just can't stand Sheena so much that like Katie is so just like, meh.
It's just like, it's a combination of her style is really bad.
Why is it? Stassi has such good style. She's a rude best friend.
I mean, Katie should be taking umbrage with all her friends because they like let her like, leave the house like looking like she did. Like she shouldn't trust anyone around her because she truly wears outfits that are unforgivably bad. But and it makes no sense because she actually has money. So she could spend or at least like
Dolly Parton said, it costs a lot of money to look this cheap.
I know. And like it is costing her a lot of money to look that bad.
It's bad. It's
like that
bad.
Backpack from last episode, I was having like acid flashbacks of. And then someone posted that it was like a Gucci backpack. And I was like, so you spent $2,400 on this hideous backpack. Like, I just don't understand. I'm like, can you just hire a stylist and I might like you a little bit more?
It's just interesting because she's like a Kyle Richards. Kyle Richards is like, she's just always almost there. So like Katie is always almost there because she's on, like whatever she's wearing is like slightly on trend,
and
right?
Sometimes she does look good. Like there's,
no, but she takes it too far though.
There's maybe two or three times where you're like, oh my God, she looks nice. And
then you pan down to her shoes and you're like, yeah, why did like you wear socks with your shoes? The hem of the dress is
like too, like a little bit too short, yes, or like the cut. But like, it's a combination of the style. And then I just think she has such a bad attitude on camera.
Yes.
Off camera, I just feel like she's kind of boring. Like, but so neither here nor there.
She's purposely more mean on camera. Or do you think she's like ashamed? Like she's unaware of how she comes off?
I think she's unaware because it's like, she's just such like a permanent frowny face.
Yes.
And like that coupled with her bad style makes her less, makes me have less empathy towards her.
Yeah, which
so
is
if
why
she was looking, and I think she's looked mm-hmm. hotter than ever. Like,
yes,
face and body wise, it's all really
her
come together
not,
for her.
Like, she has been on the.
She
an
finally
up and up with
got
her
hair. The hair. She fine took us 7 seasons, oh but the hair God. Finally got there.
Yes,
and what a hair transformation it's been.
I mean, from orange to brunette, just like beautiful long like waves, and I don't even think she has extensions in her hair anymore. Like I think that like
she's
might
like
all
thick,
be her
natural yeah. hair.
Like she and she has the best eyebrows.
She's great brows. Like all the fillers are looking good.
Yeah, like she's very pretty. Like I mean, granted, I think they're all very pretty. Yeah, but like it. It worries me, like, why are you so angry? Like, what is not pleasing you in your life that you're taking it out on other people? Like, it's almost like, as again, maybe I feel just, like, sad for her because, like, she doesn't affect me as much as she affects everybody else. But it's like, all these people have all this money and, they, you know, they say money can't get buy you happiness. But what's her deal? Like, why?
I think she's just a person with, like, no, she doesn't have a lot of gratitude. Like, it's like she... And also, like, her relationship with Tom Schwartz is very disempowering. And he is just, like, I mean, their relationship is truly, like, if you think that that's, like, relationship goals, you need to go to therapy tonight. Because...
I think he cheats on her all the time.
Oh, absolutely. Why would he ever stop? Basically, the last time he did cheat on her, she was like, why'd you do that, Bubba? And then it was like...
Oh, you blacked out at the bungalow? It's like, first off... Everybody I know who goes to the bungalow blacks out, and I've never seen my friends making out with random people.
That's a
there.
Classic place to go if you want to black out and fuck someone.
Yeah. I yeah. heard a story about Chris Pratt there.
Well,
I mean, it wasn't me, I wish, but like, but I mean, it's like, I mean, that Mexico trip last year when they were saying that James and Kristen,
mm-hmm.
that I feel like that was all a cover up because Tom Schwartz got blacked out and went with another girl to her hotel. And they covered that up with James and Kristen.
I feel the same way.
Like, it's
I'm a Mexico truther.
Yeah. So I just think that there's so... It makes me sad for them because they clearly don't like... Like,
and the way they fight is really mean. They say really bad... They verbally like, abuse each other.
Unforgivable things. Like, I've always said, like, granted, I'm single. I am not a relationship expert. But I've always said, like, anybody I'm dating, like, you will never hear it from my mouth something that you cannot take back. Like, now, if I've told... friend that and she told you that, I'd be like, I didn't, like, I never said it
yeah,
to you.
Yeah, but
like,
you're not going to say that to the person's
never,
face
like,
because once you start going down that road, it's like the damage is done.
They are so, like, watching them in Mexico a couple weeks ago, I was like, this is so rude.
Yeah.
Like, you guys are so mean to each other. Now, I know that there is love there because when they both start meowing at each other, I was like, okay, they do have, like, this connection.
Well, they have, like, inside jokes. I mean, they've been together for so long and there yeah. is something.
Like, I'm actually curious if Katie's anger comes from some sort of form of, like, again, not a therapist, but like some sort of form of PTSD from falling through that skylight, and like she was like maybe never diagnosed, like maybe she needs antidepressants or something. Like,
I think there's some of that. I think she said that she had some brain damage from yeah. that accident, so I think that there's
maybe
some
there's
of that
CTE
in the mix
or something. I know that's like aggressive, but like honestly, like,
yeah, I mean, I would not put it past her.
Like, and I think that's why I feel like there's something else. That's why I think that maybe is just like why she doesn't affect me that much, because I'm like, I'm not taking that on. Like,
yeah,
there's a lot there.
It just is like the constant like negativity right. and like whatever. I'm just like, ugh, like you could be so much more than this,
yeah.
yet you fall into this rut every time and time again.
Yeah, but I think like if she wasn't on the show, like,
if she wasn't on the show,
like, I wouldn't notice if she was or wasn't on the
show. I know,
basically.
But that also pisses me off because I'm like, you're taking up valuable airtime of other more entertaining people.
Like, you want more Sheena.
Like, I would love more Sheena. I would take so many more scenes over just like a scene of Katie.
Sure.
Like, unless she's like fighting with Tom and saying all that, but even that's kind of almost too negative.
Yeah, sometimes we don't need to see that much into a relationship.
Yeah,
like,
but like,
not real, but like,
I know. And I just like, I wish she just brings nothing to the table mm-hmm. at this point. And she's kind of much like Schwartz. I think she lucked into her power position in the show because she really has not brought.
Oh, when Stassi left for a season and came back and was just so desperate to get in that group, they never let Katie leave that. Katie never left that power position from there.
No.
And it was like, that is clearly Stassi's position. But Stassi just doesn't give a fuck anymore because she's happy in her relationship. She, like, I'm glad that we get to see her doing her book stuff, but mm-hmm. like, she is in this, she's just like checked out from it. Like, she doesn't have to pretend she's a server anymore. She gets to be on the show and gets to have none of the like ties that that the rest of them like have to have.
Yeah.
And she's interesting enough that she still gets a storyline with her and Beau as opposed to like Kristen and Carter.
Mm-hmm.
So like Stassi just, she doesn't care because she's like, I'm getting paid just as much as all of you. And I literally don't have to be at things.
Yeah.
I don't have to do things. I'm living my best life here. Like, like, I've won that I don't need that power position anymore.
Yeah. And, like, it's interesting, the whole power structure. Yeah. Because Stassi really did fall to just, like, kind of outside of it. Uh-huh. Or, like, not even caring.
Yeah.
Katie clearly cares a ton.
Right.
Kristen I don't
just
know
wants
what,
to be there. Like, yeah, Kristen she is just the wants Tom to Schwartz. Be included. Like, she just wants, like... Like, she will try to interject herself into any storyline because she's like, I want airtime.
Mm-hmm. And Lala's at the top of the totem pole.
Lala's at the top of the totem pole with regards to, like, handouts.
Yeah.
Like, Lala gets to stay on there, but I think that they all think Lala is ridiculous, but they keep her... Like, Stassi, like, gives us a little piece every week where she's, like... When Lala was, like, having her come down off of Molly.
Yeah.
And she was like, you're fine. Like, Stassi is like, I'm literally hanging out with you because you have a PJ.
Yeah.
Like, I don't... that's like our relationship will always be surface.
I feel like they probably don't even see her that much when like filming is not happening. No, because I it's agree. Like she's just wifed up to Randall.
But then they all put so like it's interesting. I think Katie wants to hold on to this power position, but then they also all put Brittany on this pedestal.
Yeah.
That's really strange to me.
I think because Jax is like he still
all
wields
hate him so much. Like,
but
all
he still
girls,
wields a lot of power in that group.
He's the number one guy.
He's the number one guy. That's yeah. how it goes.
I mean, it's interesting. I have made you go so far off track here. Like, I'm
that's
like,
what this pod is about.
I'm so
series,
sorry. Like,
questions, like,
it's just,
thoughts.
I would love to talk more about Jackson in this episode if we could go there. Or do you have...
No, we'll like, get there.
Okay,
we'll get there.
Okay. I'm like, I don't even know where we are anymore.
We're just the wedding dress shopping.
Okay. Well, did we also talk about the part where Jax said, I bought Brittany's brother a baby?
We haven't talked about that. But like that also, I mean... Did you watch Jackson Brittany Take Kentucky?
100% did not.
Okay. Well, you didn't miss much except for like a closer look into their dark relationship. But basically, the whole thing was like they were fighting a lot and like her family was like,
what
Mary? You...
Oh, this is a question I have for you. I'm sorry to cut you off.
No, it's okay.
Brittany's dad, what marriage is that to her mom? Because they're not together right
they're
now,
They're not
right?
together. Okay. I don't... The mom's been married
four times.
Yes. I don't know where Dawn falls into that.
Okay.
All I know is that I think Dawn is really hot. And, like, wait, I really have a boner for Brittany's dad.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I was like, Dawn, who's Dawn?
Dawn.
And then I was like, wait, Dawn?
Dawn Cartwright is a fox. A silver fox. He's giving me David Rudolph vibes from The Staircase.
Wow, wow.
Another celeb crush
of
mine.
Wow. Oh my God.
And he
this
just
is
like,
shocking.
I love Dawn.
Well, it's interesting because Brittany has three brothers,
mm-hmm.
I believe, or three brothers that came to Tom Tom.
Yeah.
So I'm like, how many are full? Who's half? Where do we fall in this marriage? Like, what line? Like, where is Brittany in this? How many marriages into this? Like, I'm so curious on all of this. And I thought maybe it had been revealed on their show.
No, it's okay. Like, we've never gotten to see a Cartwright family tree.
Okay.
But I too would love that.
Is Dawn remarried?
Dawn's remarried to a woman named Linda who
is
showed up at the apartment.
Is she the blonde that was
the
like
blonde.
In the background?
Yeah.
We didn't get an intro to Linda.
We didn't get a lot of Linda. And okay. I don't think we saw a lot of her in Jackson Brittany Take Kentucky.
So it's just Mama, Sherry, and Dawn.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then all the brothers.
And then like Wes and...
Wes and Militia.
Militia.
Wesley's wife. And I love how Jax was like, I bought Brittany's brother a baby. But it's like, what about Militia? The woman who had to have the baby.
Well, that doesn't matter.
Yeah. Jax
because
is like,
that they could have done it anyway. You know, Jax threw money and a baby was born.
Yeah. But
I'm not sure if you know how babies are born.
You realize when he says that, like, him doing that cemented him into this family and also made it so that, like, this family can't really say a lot of bad. I mean, they could. You can do whatever you want, but it creates like
no,
a dynamic
knows
where
he knows exactly. Like, for as much credit as we don't give Jax, he is smart. He's such a manipulator that he's so smart in knowing how to manipulate this family.
Yeah.
Like when Brittany's mom said, Mama and I, we didn't give up on him.
We saw the change.
And it was like, you know, that night when his dad died, he said he was going to be the man that he promised his dad he would be. And I'm like, yeah, words are words.
Yeah.
Actions speak louder. And you know what? I don't see it.
You've watched over and over as he's like been rude to your daughter.
Like, so.
And like hurt her repeatedly with his actions and words, but like, you still have his back. And even last season when they were like, well, you just got to forgive him and then never bring it up again. And it's like, that was the advice like, on how to like move forward with Brittany's life.
Four marriages.
Yeah.
Like, well, and it's like, you know, they keep saying Jax is a changed man. It's like, we've watched him in therapy the last couple of weeks and he is the biggest gaslighter. Like, I'm actually afraid that at some point, like, I won't be surprised if he puts his hands on her. And that is so sad to say, because I think that at some point it's like, I think he gets wasted, yells at her, is like, like says worse things than like what Tom and Katie say to each other, that I actually think if it ever happened on camera, the producers would never show it.
Yeah.
Because it crosses a line.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, at some point, I think emotional abuse, again, not a therapist, so I'm, you know, but I think it would turn into something physical at some point, which is like very scary to me.
Yeah, I just don't see anything really redeeming about their relationship.
No, and it makes me, it scares me for her, because I'm like, I think she just is so wanting. I also think that they're all in the Stockholm syndrome sort of deal, because none of them can break up with the other because they can't be like the single one of the group.
No. And okay. Also they can't, like, the friend group is so intertwined, mm-hmm, that it would divorce friends from other friends. So it's like, you have to just like keep this going. And I think that that's what Tom and Katie really ran into, mm-hmm, where it's like, wow, both of us would be way happier if we weren't in this relationship, but we'd have to like figure out, we share dogs, we share an apartment, like all of our friends are best friends. Yeah. And so like, it might just be easier and less complicated to just stay together and stick it out for as long as possible.
I think when the show eventually ends, and you know, I hope it doesn't.
Like, yeah.
Even though this season I think has been like very bad for Vanderpump, mm-hmm, it's still better than like all these other shows. So like, you know, keep it coming. I don't care. But it's like, but it really is like, look at Sheena. Sheena's literally creating a storyline with Adam. So she has a quote unquote partner to be in this group with. Like, it's so sad that I think that when the show does eventually end, is that's when we will see relationships crumble.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to like who gets into like legal trouble first. Ooh. You know, like who's going to get in trouble for like tax evasion?
Jax and Brittany.
Who's going to have their house like repossessed?
Jax and Brittany.
Yeah. Like where, who's going to be doing like shady or fraudulent business dealings?
Jax and Brittany.
Yeah.
Like I think that Tom and Katie are too dumb to like get involved in any of that. Like, I just don't think, like, I think that
and Lisa, I don't think would allow that kind of to happen to anyone that she's like working with. Mm-hmm. So I think like the Toms and like Ariana and Katie are probably safe.
And I think Stassi and Bo are like legit. Like, I think it's just like Jax and Brittany, because Jax is going to be like, okay, so Lance Bass asked me for $500,000, and I know we don't have it, but what I did is took a second mortgage out on the house, and then I leased like all of our cars, and I just added more onto it. So it's like, yeah, we're gonna owe $10,000 every month in bills, but it's okay. Like, I just think he's just, something bad. It's just gonna be them.
Yeah, like there will be something that happens eventually, right, and then we'll get to like experience the kind of like.
But I don't, do we want to see that? Like, why? Because we don't see that on Beverly Hills, right? Like, there's all these like lawsuits and all this stuff, and they don't show us. Will they show that to us on Vanderpump?
No, but I feel like you'll get to read about it.
It'll
like
be all over
TMZ
their social
and Daily
media
Mail and stuff. Yeah. And so the drama will play out in other venues. Yeah. So it'll be kind of like Kardashians, where you get like to see how it all goes down online, and then also get to see how it goes down in their version, like on the show.
I mean, I'll obviously be watching.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry again. I made you digress. We're back to the wedding dress shopping.
We're back to the wedding dress shopping. And like all the girl, Kristen's like gung ho about being the bridesmaid.
It is insanity to watch her. Like, she stresses me out. Like, I get, she's so well intentioned with this, I think, in her mind.
Yeah.
It is like, I also feel like that's why she wasn't also made maid of honor. Like,
she's too high strung.
She's too high strung and too like everything needs to be exactly perfect. And it's like that, things will not be perfect. It's just how it is. Like, mm-hmm. it's a bummer, but it's like those are like the fun things of the wedding. Like, remember when this happened or something like that? Kristen's too much.
Yeah. She's way too intense. And everyone like picks out dresses for Brittany to try on, and in my head I was just like, stay away from whatever Katie picks out, like, don't like whatever she picks out, you don't want that.
Also, so this place is also, this was place was called Kinsley James, which is on Third,
okay,
across from Jones on Third.
Okay, yeah, I know exactly where that is. Yeah, I like walked by Mercedes, it the other day,
this Mercedes driver school, like across from like Toast.
Okay, yeah. And yeah, next to Bunda, yeah, the butt workout.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly, it's right there. And I was like, oh my god, Brittany probably went here because her dog's name is Kingsley, so she's like, oh my god, it's Kinsley. Yeah, but it's just like Kingsley, so it's like a little close, and like, oh my god, I love it. And then she's like, okay, James, it's like, oh my god, James May, Elizabeth and James, Uncommon James, Draper James, it's perfect.
Yeah. And I also think that they're probably giving her a free dress.
Yeah. And I saw a post that they basically tried. First up, she looked amazing in everything she tried on.
Except that one with the high neck.
Yeah, that was weird. But that was a weird one. Her body looked fit. Like,
oh, she looked incredible.
She dresses horribly too.
Yeah, you realize that after seeing her
body.
Her.
Like, she was going through this thing where she had her body had to match how big her boobs were for a while. But then mm-hmm. she, like, her and Jax were like really working out. And like, she looks so good, but wears horrible clothing.
Yeah.
It's the same thing I have a problem with Stassi with that too, because I'm like, Stassi, your body is like on fire. It looks so good. And you always wear these like baggy tops, and I guess because you have big boobs, but like.
But yeah, like, they don't really know how to dress.
Yeah.
Kristen like dresses for her body.
Yeah. And but Stassi it's always has like relatively good style. It's always some form of like jean shorts, something like.
I always say she dresses like a fashion blogger circa 2008. Yes. Like, it's like 2009.
Yes.
Fashion Toast or something.
Yes.
And it's like, honey, let's graduate up a level.
100%. You're so right.
But yeah, Brittany's dresses, like, I thought that the first one she tried on was pretty, the one that looked like a Beauty and the Beast dress. Yeah. I was just like, okay, if this is your theme and it's the castle, like, I get it.
But
this
it's not
is
a costume party.
But I mean, this got really costumey really fast.
Yeah, but it's like when they pulled out and she's like, oh my God, a house of things. And it was like the long, like, it made me think of like Cinderella or Sleeping Beauty or whatever with like the birds holding it. You know, at the end. Oh, that's cute. But I'm like, okay, again, like, still just a wedding dress and not like this isn't a cost. Like, it's, I mean, again, like you said, it's a costume and it turned costumey. It's going to be themed.
I mean, she's getting married at like a castle that's like a cheesy castle. So
it's
this
like a medieval
like,
times, I feel. Yeah. Like. It's like a day, their day off.
Mm-hmm. It's like where people that get married at like Disneyland or something. It's like, bless your heart.
Yeah.
The one that Kristen picked out, like the mermaid cut dress with the train, I thought was really pretty and surprised me, because that's when I was like, wait, Brittany, you have a sick body.
Yes, like, that's what I was saying. I was like, she came out and I'm like, what the hell? Like, you look and like great spray tan. Like, you, like, I thought she looked gorgeous. Like,
she's looking gorgeous. I wish she would go back to just like brunette instead of those blonde streaks. Yeah. I just don't think those highlights are great.
Yeah. Cause it's, well, when she does her spray tan, it takes it, the blonde takes away from it. As someone who's recovering from a spray tan right now, like, when my hair is lighter, I always look like it doesn't look right.
Mm-hmm.
So I know what you mean.
Yeah. Brittany loves the one with the weird flappy sleeves. That one she tried on, I was just having flashbacks of that like ghost pirate, like Victorian dress she wore in that one reunion where it was like,
oh God,
it was like five different dress ideas that became one dress. This was like very much like that. And
which
so
then Raquel this year said, hold my beer, and then came out with hers.
Yeah. But I kind of think Raquel is a fashion icon for that reunion look, because it was really, really good. Like, everyone else wore
exactly
really
what we expect them to
ill-fitting
wear.
Clothing.
I know.
Has no one, I'm like,
is there not a show stylist?
Is there not a mirror? Like,
I mean, truth.
I mean, come on.
I mean,
you put something on, you know if it like fits you or not.
Right.
But yet all these Vanderpumpers don't really know.
Why are they always wearing tight things when they have to sit for 8 hours? Like, I never understand, like, Like, if I'm trying on a dress for a reunion, I'm like, okay, how does it look standing up? But let's be honest, how does it look sitting down?
Yeah.
That would be my number one thing. How is it, like, take some pictures of me. Is it coming off good in the camera so, like, I know I'm going to look good because I'm sitting the entire reunion?
Yeah. I feel like I would try on a lot of different dresses and, like, think for weeks about, like, what my reunion look is going to be. And it's so funny because, like, all the housewives clearly put a ton of thought.
But some don't. That's like Kyle every year, Kyle Richards. I'm like, what are you wearing? Every year, she's just so close but so very far.
Yeah. But Kyle now, it's like her, she's so rich that she kind of can't look that bad anymore.
You'd think that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I thought she's been wearing a lot of fedoras. Season. Yeah, she loves a fedora, questionable hat, or like a bell sleeve.
She does.
I mean, yeah, Kyle's like a little bit sad in that way.
It's that wonky eye she's trying to hide.
But it's okay. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Kristen at one point just, when Brittany's like, my body looks so sick in this one. And Kristen goes, your body looks sick all the time. And she turns to someone. And she goes, she's the light of my life.
Yeah, like, my best friend vows, I want to be maid of honor. It's like, okay, calm down, Kristen. How many glasses of champagne have you had? Like,
Kristen's lit. She popped an Adderall and went in to like style Brittany for her wedding.
100%. And like when Brittany asked Katie to come in to the dressing room, Kristen's like, where's Katie?
Where's Katie? Where's she going?
Where'd she go? Why is she in there? What are they doing in there? Like, why am I not in there? It's okay. Everything's fine. Whatever. Like, oh, can I get a refill? Like, oh, Sherry, are you okay? Is everybody okay? I'm the number one friend in this group.
Yeah, she is the number one friend in the group.
Like, but it's like Kristen's done. And I actually think Kristen is a very good friend, but she's also a very shitty friend.
Yeah, she's not the most, like, trustworthy friend. And I mean, right. Katie.
But she'll kill someone for you.
Yeah. She will have your back no matter what. But she'll also fuck your boyfriend. Yeah.
And she's horny after she kills. It's like,
I think also that it's like she, part of the reason she's so close with Brittany is like to erase her shame about the Jack scenario.
With Stassi. So yeah. Like, it's so her do-over. Kind of like,
it's her do-over.
I like that idea.
But I think that she's probably never released, or maybe she has released a little bit of those feelings for Jax, but like that situation, I don't know. Like, we should thank God every day that Kristen Doty is alive, because
I mean,
how the fuck did she live through that public shaming? That is some shit. Like, Kristen was like a martyr.
Like, and she's come so far. Like, the like last week when she apologized to Ariana for what happened, I was like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
We have come so far from Kristen of like, all of this, like, she's done a full 180. I mean, she's still crazy. But
I mean, she's
she is,
still batshit bonkers.
But she has, like, she's also matured with it. So it's, like, she's, like, in her, like, mid-30s crazy as opposed to her late 20s crazy.
Yeah.
So it's,
she's
like, a totally
slowly
different
one. Hurtling towards, like, James' mom level of crazy.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Yes. So she's going to be stealing someone's credit cards
down,
very soon.
Yeah. Maybe if she slows down on, like, the booze intake.
Yeah.
Like, she won't necessarily get there. But, yeah, it's tempered. But still underneath.
Yeah. And there's something about, too, because I think that there's, so you know when people say, like, okay, like, I have, like, a loss of control. Like, she's having a loss of control in her relationship with Carter at this point. Like,
mm-hmm.
I guess they're together now. I don't really know what their timeline is. But, like, she's having this loss of control with him. So she's trying to find where she can control. Right now, it's Brittany's wedding. Which, so that's also why, like, when I, like, feel like I'm losing control, I'm like, oh, I'm going to start running. And I'm going to run a 10K. And that's how I can gain control over, like, myself, whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, none of them work out. So she's like, okay, I'm just going to, like you said, pop an Adderall. And I'm going to devote all my time and energy to making sure everything is perfect for Brittany. And that is the control that I can handle. And I can make sure that I have 100% control over.
Yeah, like, totally.
It's wild.
It is wild. Brittany pulls Katie into the room and tells her she's the matron of honor. And
which also I thought was kind of annoying when Katie was like, what do I got to do? Churn butter? I'm like, what the what's wrong with you?
She's like, I don't know what a matron is. Like, I'm not like an old hag.
Yeah. And it's like, maybe physically you don't look like that, but you're like an 80-year-old hag in a 30-year-old body.
You have the soul of an old hag.
You do. You are.
Don't walk yourself into
the punchline.
You are
the wicked queen.
Yeah.
Before she gets like pretty. Well, she actually could be very much the wicked queen, but like her soul is like the old lady, you know, mm-hmm. before.
In like Snow White.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes.
James comes to Sir to stalk Lisa. And this just made me sad because he's like, I have an idea. Like, I'm going to bring an astrology laser and have a space party.
What the hell is an astrology laser / I was intrigued and I kind of wanted it to happen.
I'm like, please, Lisa, for the love of God, let him do another See You Next Tuesday, please. That was the most fun night.
Or give him, did you go to one?
Oh, I went to two. I went to them like back to back.
Oh my God.
I might have gone to three actually.
Wow.
They were really fun. It was like, would draw a big crowd. Yeah. There was always dancing. Like something would go down. It was fun. He was a fucking loose cannon. And
That's where he yelled at us one night. Yeah. See You Next Tuesday.
I knew that it wouldn't be that way for a long time.
Yeah.
Because he was just too out of control. But like, it was good while it lasted.
It really, I mean,
it's better than Sir's like spicy tequila Tuesdays.
Or Girls Night In. That also made me mad last week too. And I know it's going back, but it's like when Katie was basically just trying to prove that she could have a night. I'm like, yeah, but he actually did it. He literally had to be told he could not do it anymore.
Yeah.
Because he's out of control. Not that he didn't want to do it anymore.
Yeah.
He would still show up. Even if he was coked out of his mind, he'd be there spinning on the ones and twos.
And like, the place would be packed to the gills with people that were like there to party.
Yes, and they would be there till closing.
Mm-hmm.
Like 9 to 10.
Getting
2
their pictures with him, ordering drinks.
Jesse Montana, like the D-list stars. Like people were like, oh my God.
Yeah. And like it just is like annoying that was really annoying that Katie was like, I don't want to do it. It's like a lot of work. I just like wanted to prove that like we could do it once.
What do you do all day? Because is Pucker and Pout like have a whole black market of readership? Because like
Pucker and Pout hasn't even updated in like 6 months.
And it's like how to wear lipstick. Put it on.
Yeah. And like, Katie, yeah, she's pretty, but I don't trust her beauty.
So she's also a cosmetologist.
Like licensed?
I believe so. I would be curious if she's licensed or not, but she's the one, like, she dyed her hair. She braids all the girls' hair. Like, she's always doing hair. Like, I think she might have her license.
Her dyeing her hair doesn't bode well. That doesn't give her any points in my book, but, like.
True. But I think, I don't know. I have my cosmetology license. Maybe there's, like, a board I can look up to see if, like, she's in it.
Yeah. I want to know more.
Okay. I'll look this up and see if I can't find any information. But, like, I think she has her license.
Intrigue.
What does
that mean you can do exactly?
Oh, you could do whatever you want.
Hair.
Yeah, hair.
Facials.
Yeah. Well, I'm not technically a licensed esthetician.
Okay, esthetician is what I was thinking.
But I could do, like, I could do waxing or mm-hmm. I could do, like, I'm, like, licensed in facials.
Oh, cool.
I don't know how to do them, but, like, I mean, I was in school for, like, so long ago. But, like, yeah, you basically, like, cosmetology is kind of, like, the umbrella of it all. And then, like, esthetician's, like, one of the other things.
Love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to know more about Katie's,
yeah,
like,
career path. Yeah, I'm going to look into
this. What's she going to fucking do after the show? Like, what is she going to do? This show is
She's
the only thing that
Pucker
she has going on.
That's why I'm like, Stassi is smart. Like, write a book, save all this money. Like, I feel like Bo is telling Stassi how to like live her best life, like for after the fact. Like,
yeah, but like, I don't know how much money Stassi is like saving.
No, I feel like she is saving a lot.
I mean, they're at a point where they're making a lot of money. And it's like money that you can't spend all
how
right
much
away.
So I was trying to figure out. So we had posed this question last week of like, why are they all buying houses now? And so somebody told me because basically when you sign onto a reality show, usually it's for like 7 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're all renegotiating.
Probably. And maybe that's like their contracts got renegotiated prior to shooting.
Yeah.
And so then they got some sort of signing bonus that they would be able to use as a down payment or something.
I just think it's crazy that all of a sudden they're like, it was like, what, one person made the move and they're like, oh, we should all move. It's like, no, like clearly they've all been saving somehow.
I think they've also saved for a long time.
Lived in those shitty apartments.
They lived
so
in
long.
Shitty apartments. I mean, they're not spending a lot of money on clothes.
Yeah, and
I think Stassi spends a lot of money on clothes, but like the other ones.
I don't know. Like, my friend's her PR agent, and like when we, now I don't know what her PR is like that, but like when I worked in PR, like people would send clothes all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because it used to be, get your picture taken in it, like by the paparazzi and yeah. then selling the clothes. Well, now it's like sending these clothes and then getting so that you someone do it to on Instagram and then they tag it and it's like a free ad, but not real. Like,
yeah.
you know, you're doing that. So like, I wouldn't be surprised if people send Stassi things like all the time.
Yeah, that's true. Basically, they have a lot of money.
But like, do you think that they've saved like millions?
Hard to say.
Half a million, I would say.
Yeah.
Maybe collectively as couples.
Maybe, yeah. Enough to do a down payment and then get approved for like a long-term mortgage.
Well, Tom and Ariana's was $2 million. Kristen's is like $1 million. So I'm assuming they're basically like worth $1 million each when they're doing these houses.
Mm-hmm.
But like, why haven't Stassi and Beau done anything? Why haven't they bought a house yet?
I don't know. I mean, they're not like married. They don't live together.
I think she'll get pregnant before they get married.
Yeah.
I'm slightly convinced that she might be pregnant now.
She could be. That one psychic said 2019.
Well, I had a theory because when they were in when they were taping for Vanderpump Vegas, they were showing everybody and she was showing like people drinking. And not once did I see a drink in her hand. And maybe she just wasn't drinking like or she was and just wasn't on. But the next day she showed Beau getting an IV for his hangover. And I feel like Stassi would always show herself doing something similar. And there was no story about it. So I was like, because maybe she's not hungover because she didn't drink because.
Maybe.
But this is also like a conspiracy and totally off and like.
I feel like next season is going to be like so different.
Vanderpump rules.
I know. Mm-hmm. I hope that it's really good.
Yeah.
And not just like more of the same. But I feel like everyone shifting up their lifestyles this drastically will make it so that yeah, it will be.
I'm not sure what the drama will be because I feel like with Jax, I mean, there'll be the wedding drama. But if
there'll be wedding
that's
drama.
Happen, that'll be over by mid-season. There's no way it's going to be the finale.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like James and like the B team need to like, they, like I've said this on past episodes, but I feel like they just need to be like the trashy, dramatic ones. And but then you can like.
Do we care enough though?
I kind of do.
Of James, but like, I could see 0% Billie Lee.
I'm down to watch her be like a dramatic monster.
I want them to. Well, we've been saying we want James to be shipped out to Vegas. We want take Sheena because Sheena lived in Vegas and mm-hmm. then start a spinoff there of Vanderpump Vegas.
Yeah.
And there's people that live in Vegas. Like, we could, it doesn't need to be like friends, it could be like Lohan Beach Club style. Like where you just get VIP hosts and stuff. And I think that should be the next iteration because I just don't see these people bringing the drama on Vanderpump and I don't want the manufactured, like.
Yeah.
I just want to see what's going on in their lives. Like, I don't care if people are lesbians for a week or, you know, whatever like the fake stuff is that they're going through. Like, I want the real.
I know. I think Kristen and Carter really need to break up.
Yes. And we want it on camera.
Like, on camera. And I also want to see like single Kristen.
Oh, could you imagine?
Yeah. Like, I want to see her going nuts, figuring out her life.
Like, I want her to join Raya.
Yeah.
And I want her to be like, no, yes, yes. And then like stalking people because she thinks that they're like in love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, we need something. But yeah. I feel like we're going to get
or
something.
Or like Kristen and James get back together.
Or it turns out that Kristen and James did fuck in Mexico, which I think is a total possibility that like that like could be fuck. Something that we find out like years later that was true.
Oh my God. Like, yeah. I don't put it past him, but I also just don't think like, I think it's because like James didn't want to. Like, I don't think it's Kristen saying no. I think it's James saying no.
Yeah. I don't know, like, what it, the vibe. Yeah, I don't know.
I just think they were doing a lot of cocaine together.
Mm-hmm.
And then, or they tried to hook up, but he had, like, whiskey dick.
I feel like maybe the truth will come out. I'm always hopeful.
I always just feel like, James is just such a little boy to me. So I just think of him, like, as, like, a little boy with a little boy penis. Like, I don't know how to explain. Like, I just am like, oh, like, it's just like.
Like, he's not like, sexual
yeah,
to you.
Yeah, he's like, what's this Willy? Like.
I'll just always remember him as the guy that really liked women to bite the back of his arms.
What?
Remember when he had sex with like.
Oh, Gigi?
Not, it was Gigi.
L?
There was some girl that he had sex with, like, I think post-Kristen. But it was like there was a whole thing about him loving it when you bite the back of his arms as he's about to come. Like that's yes. his kink.
Like the redhead that was like with
Jenna.
Lala. Jen was, oh, Jenna.
Jenna, that they tracked her from the Uber receipt.
Oh my God. Okay, yeah. Again, I've made you digress so far.
No, it's
this
okay.
is like the worst. You're like, this is the worst podcast I've done in weeks. So you're like, so Ariana is opening up brunch with Billy Lee. I'm like, oh, we're still at the beginning.
We're still at the beginning.
Oh my God.
See you next Tuesday is denied. And then later that night at Tom Tom is when mm-hmm. Ariana says she's going to confront Lisa. Which, and I'm like, good luck with your projects.
Well,
like,
I also laugh too because she's talking to the two girls that have the biggest problems with Lisa, which is Stassi and Kristen. So it feels like very set up to me.
Yeah. And I mean, I love Kristen getting her moment of like when retribution.
She's like, ah,
yeah.
Yes,
she's like looking around.
Does anyone see this?
Yeah. And then Stassi, I mean, she gets her little like side off 2 cents thing.
Which she basically says, confronting Lisa is like taking a laxative.
Yeah. Because I guess like, you're so nervous that you like shit yourself.
Yeah, that you're literally going to shit yourself.
And then we had the flashback to when Stassi was like, you hate me, Lisa. And it was jarring because I was like, you don't look anything like that anymore. Like the face shape is different. Like,
yeah. You think that's from fillers?
I think it's
like
fillers, Botox, and hair color and like
she's
makeup.
Like, Stassi is like, I'm like an unabashed like Stassi fan.
Yeah. You're like a Stassette. You love her.
Yeah. I'll be a Khaleesi if you
you're
will.
You're a Khaleesi. Oh, yes. Yeah. I forgot.
I don't know why. Like, now I know she's done some bad, has some bad behavior with like her like Nazi chic and all that stuff. And I don't agree with that. But mm-hmm. there's just something I feel like she just, out of all of them, like she gets it.
She gets it, and she's compelling as a reality show, like villainess.
When she moved to New York, I was like, why did we not give her a spinoff?
Yeah, I mean, she's always kind of had that, like, it factor.
When her and Beau get engaged and they go their wedding path, whatever, we will for sure get a spinoff of that. That will not be a season devoted to it. Like, she'll have her own thing.
Oh, yeah, like Stassi getting married.
Yeah.
Like,
well, they'll test it to see if she can handle her own show.
I would watch a Stassi spinoff.
Of course.
100%. Like, she could carry it.
Yes.
And, like,
her and Beau together would be great.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would watch everything of that.
She's really living the life she was born to live.
She is. She was on that, like, what, Nickelodeon show, like, Queen Bee or whatever, and she
Queen
finally...
Queen Bee. She had an amazing race moment.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
She's had a lot of ups and downs, but mm-hmm. really stepped into her own.
Mm-hmm.
And as many problems as I've had with her... It's like, I got to give it up.
Wait, what are your... why don't I know this?
I just don't like... I've just really not liked her
yeah.
in the past.
Did they like, confront you one time?
They confronted
like,
me on my old podcast.
Lame.
Which was a really wild like yeah. position to be in, confronted by the Witches of WeHo. But I was also just like, you guys don't like me because I'm a woman and I'm making fun of you. And, well, like, if I was yeah. a gay man, it would be fine, but I'm not. And
or
like,
a straight man.
Yeah.
It's like, if you were just a man, yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, you also have no sense of humor about yourself.
Right. And now, it's which is interesting, because now I think if she came on your podcast, like, she would have a different level of, like, respect for you, I think. I think now she would come on and be like, I get it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's like, I think
in her Patrick them, phase and that before, they were all riling up. And now she's just like more calmer in general.
Yeah.
She's more secure with herself. So I think that she would be, and of course I say this like not knowing her, but like, I think she just would be like more in on it. Like, I get it. And she's not doing as stupid of things anymore.
Yeah. I mean, I think that also it's like, the joke is on me because she's the one with like money
yeah.
and like this show that's yeah, very successful that's so and whatever. So it's like, don't hate me.
You're like, what? You're not spending 3 hours on your Tuesday night talking about the episode? That's so weird.
That's weird. Yeah. I don't know. Adam comes to join everyone.
Was he just there or do... Was
they're
that
like,
whole
we're
thing
filming this- a scene. This is like the hills now.
So like he was on the call sheet.
He was on the call sheet.
Because it just seemed like so inorganic for him to be there. Like, who are you friends with in this group?
He's there. And then Sheena and Ethan are on the call sheet for like the B crew Marina Del Rey.
And the connection is Snapchat.
Yeah. So it's like, Sheena, like, you're going to send funny snaps to
Which
Ariana
also,
and Stassi.
The continuity made me very angry because she's saying she's sending a Snapchat. And I'm like, are you? Because the video that Ariana plays on her phone does not have her Snap name on it, does not have an Instagram showing that maybe it's a story that she sent. Like,
Oh, so it was like they filmed a separate
because
scene
I had to watch this twice.
I watched it twice and I also didn't catch that, but maybe I'm just not as detail oriented as I used to be.
No. As I never take notes. Like Mary will take all the notes. Mm-hmm. I will do like the social media part. So when I'm taking notes, like it was like I literally was like, okay, I want to write this line down. Pause.
Yeah.
I'd write it, play. I pause, write it again. Like I was like, it took me probably like 2.5 hours to watch it when I was taking the notes because I was like, I don't know if I got that right. Like the amount of notes I've written is insane.
You were fact checking.
Fact checking, then checking those facts to make sure that those facts were checked. And I was like, oh, what happened in season two? Let me double check.
Yeah. So like probably the Sheena date was not actually happening at the same time as this like Tom outing.
Yeah, maybe it was, who knows, but I'm like, I think she's just sending a group text if anything.
Yeah, I mean, I still don't understand the Adam and Sheena of it all, because he's clearly like peeved about it,
but he's like not that good of an actor, so none I felt of them like are he, that good of actors. I felt like he was like, why don't you just show me the video? And it's like a snap goes away, so it's not a Snapchat.
Yeah. And then he's like, maybe you can kill the guy. Sandoval's like, if you want me to do anything.
It was also like so weird when Tom's like, if I can help in any way. Like,
I'm like, Tom, stop.
No. And then when Sheena's guy was like, do you guys like carrots? It's like, no, like you guys are all fucking dweebs.
Ethan and Sheena, I think, gets the award for best scene of this entire episode.
The whole thing was like weird. From the beginning, I was like, oh, this is going to be cringe because he brought out zucchini and she started giving the zucchini a hand job. And I was like, okay, I'm going to settle in for this one.
Yeah, it was going to be cringe when you saw her huge wine glass that was the size of her head.
And it was so big that she was going cross-eyed looking at it.
That wine glass needs its own spinoff.
Yeah, I'm like, that holds at least two bottles of wine.
It was huge.
It was so big.
And you know it's going to be cringe when like editors are like putting in like B-roll of like cats being weirded out by it. Like I loved like the cat's journey of like being like looking back and then finally getting up to leave the room,
like, but also walking all over the zucchini.
Yeah,
it was like, this is like Sheena's house is full of cat hair and I bet cat shit.
I'll bet it's like Sheena seems like she keeps a pretty clean home. Like I feel
because Erica Van Olfen comes over
twice a week to be like
to clean. Yeah, clean. For sure.
Yeah, she's the cleaning lady.
Yes.
But I also feel like Sheena probably has like the cat boxes in like a separate area. Like,
but
she's
feel
not
like
someone
it
that
smells
would
like
want
like cat in her house though.
I don't know. I've never gotten that vibe. Maybe it smells like cat in like her extra like diff eyewear bedroom where the cat like tree is.
Yeah, and the frog and love frog.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the love frog, but yeah. I feel like I don't know. I just trust Sheena to have, like, I'm sure her house smells like a lot of things, but I don't see her as like
she's
someone
like,
that would let
Adam,
it smell
like do you cat. Smell it in here? It smells like after sex, right? Yeah, because Ethan was here and it's like she like bought like a bottle off of like Pornhub or something.
It's like a Yankee candle.
Yes. The scent is after sex. Yes. And it's like, what's that smell? She's like, oh, it's just, I just lit a candle. It's, oh, no, but there wasn't. This is Britney's day. Don't put me on blast.
Sheena's on an emotional roller coaster.
I mean, I think it's because her ponytail is pulled back too tight. And she didn't take it out for 3 days.
She's having a really hard time.
She really is.
Ethan asks her what she's been up to. And she goes, I've just been doing me for the last year.
Yeah. He's like, well, so it's been a year since you've been divorced. And she's like, yeah, I'm doing me. Do you like my tube top and leggings for our date?
It was very much shot like the opening of a porn.
Yeah.
And then went into like the beginning of a porn. Like, I don't think we've ever seen two people on a date make out on a bed like that on Vanderpump Rules ever.
It was so weird. And then he's like, my lips are tired. And yeah. I was like, what's happening? I mean, Ethan is hot. When she said, I'm 33 and I get Botox, so I look like I'm 26. So if a 25-year-old wants to ask me out on a date and cook me dinner and go down on me, sure. Or whatever she said. And I was like, one, I'm 32. I have zero Botox, but like, I feel like I have like babyish skin. Yeah. Like, and I don't look like I'm 26. Like, you look like you're 45, Sheena. You wear like these weird power suit dresses, like all of her confessional looks.
Her businesswoman look.
Yeah, but like with the wet, creaky, the wet look, creaky hair. I'm like, no, Kim can barely pull that off, and you are an off-brand Kardashian, as we know. Stop doing that.
Yeah. I mean, I also loved when Sheena, it's like that meme where it's like nobody, absolutely yes. nobody ever, not one single person. And then Sheena goes, have you ever had a threesome?
I mean, it was, he was like, like he didn't even know how to answer that. It was, I mean, what was he supposed to say? Because like clearly he knows he's taping for Vanderpump, right? So he's like, in his head, he's probably like, okay, I'm going out on a date with Sheena. I can't make myself look like a fuckboy, even though I am a fuckboy because my jeans are so ripped. Like, ooh, watch out for the ripped part of my pocket.
The ripped part of a pocket that Sheena stuck her hand and nails in and like ran her nails along his leg.
Oh my God, the amount of poop in her nails. I think she has so much poop in her nails.
Because of the wiping?
Yes, because of the wiping and for how long those talons are. I don't know how she could do it.
I think that you just use like an inordinate amount of toilet paper.
No, I'm convinced there's a lot of poop.
It's just shit.
Like it's or cat shit from cleaning the box.
Cleaning the box, you have like a thing. I'm like seriously Sheena's biggest fan. I mean, I'm here to defend her.
I know, and I'm like really trying to convince you otherwise, but like I'm no trying to do it. No one
will ever make me hate Sheena. I'm sorry.
I know, but I'm trying to do it under the, like, it's like supposed to be sly, but you're catching on very
I'm
fast.
Catching on, and I'm just like dodging I know, every
and I'm
bullet.
Like, okay, but so like this bad thing, you're like, yeah, no, it's great actually. No, and there's Sheena's no poop under those nails. They're great.
A fucking amazing person with stellar hygiene.
Well, I mean, I have to think, like, her nails are so long. The reason she had that ponytail in for 3 days is because she probably couldn't go to dry bar for 3 days.
Yeah. Or just, like, even take out a hair tie would be hard to take out with like, those long nails.
She probably only does it when Erica comes over. Like, Erica has a few purposes. Mm-hmm. Cleaning the house.
Clean the house. Clean the cat box.
Yeah. Doing Sheena's hair.
Yeah. Or take the ponytail out right, so Sheena right. can get her hair done.
And then, like, probably, like, clean the outdoor furniture.
Yeah,
that's on
sweep it off.
Yeah, and then she's probably, like, I feel like Sheena's mom comes in. She's like, Adam, Sheena, you guys good? You need, like, use a condom. God, I love you so much.
Yeah,
like,
she's a cool mom.
Yeah, she's Regina George's mom, like, mm-hmm. 100%.
Yeah, she's definitely, like, come over while they're having sex
and
before.
She's like, oh my God, am I early? Okay, I'll just wait outside. Let me know when you guys are done.
I'll be on the deck. Yeah. I'll be on the balcony.
Yeah. I made you guys drinks. Do you guys like mojitos? I just feel like, I don't know. And it just, that whole thing, like, made me uncomfortable because, again, I know it goes back, but it's like, Sheena, please just have some respect. Like, I feel like almost she saw... Okay, Lala being a slut, aka a feminist,
yeah,
worked for her. So maybe that's the route I should take now.
Yeah, it's like a turning into like this like really like sex positivity.
Like, which is like, I'm all for it.
Branding. But like then we hear on your podcast that you've never had an orgasm. So like, and I... Sex isn't just about having an orgasm, but I'm also just like something is like inauthentic here.
Right.
Like you're trying to sell us something that like isn't actually you.
And like when did she have time for all of this like old Hollywood stuff? Because she was like with Shay, then she was with Rob, then she was with Shay, then she was with Eddie, then she was with John Mayer, then she was with Shay, then she was with Rob. It's like, where did she find time to get gangbanged?
Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe
I mean,
she
I
went to Paris and,
to
and did an Eiffel Tower. Like, we don't know what Sheena did.
I need a tell-all no. of Sheena's, like, sexual exploits.
No, because you know what she's going to call it? She's going to be, like, basic level next. And she's like, no, you guys always think I'm copying Stassi. These are just three really popular words in the English language.
I just think, like, yeah, I don't know. I'm excited to see where Sheena takes
everything.
Do you
listen to her podcast?
Only for like bonus episode trolling purposes.
Okay.
It's not like something that I like, could like listen
to. I tried,
to.
Like when it first came out, I was like, you know what? Do my research, do due diligence. I'm going to listen. Her voice. Now, I am very well aware of how annoying my voice is.
Sheena's voice is next level,
like grating.
It's wild.
Like mine is like, there's always something stuck in my throat. I feel like that's what I sound like. But like Sheena is like, there's like this high pitch and just like this, like, inauthentic narcissism.
Yeah, it's just like, I think that Sheena's just a really insecure person at the end of the day who just wants to be loved.
I know.
But and she can't lead with that. So she leads with things like, I'm at a lot of Chargers and got like gangbanged.
Yeah, she's like, the Packers flew all the way from Green Bay just to do me.
Yeah. And like, you're like, no, they didn't. And she's like, I know. And like,
he said his name was Aaron Rodgers.
But like, I love her for that because I relate to that. Like, I relate to that struggle.
No. Fine, but no.
Brittany is prepping for her bridal brunch.
Oh, wait. Before we do that, can you please just mention, while they were making out, the editors pan to a photo frame that says, live, laugh, meow.
Of the cat. Oh, I know. I loved that.
No, you love that.
Sheena loves live, laugh, love decor.
She is.
She's the originator of like the
she's like, dance
on her
like
wall.
No one's watching.
And she has like an Eiffel Tower like jewelry holder
like,
next to her bed.
Like no one's looking.
Any chance that I have to get a glimpse into Sheena's like home decor is like, I'm always
here
for it.
She probably has a nautical star tattooed somewhere on her.
Yeah, I mean like she shops at like Bed Bath and Beyond for her like
TJ Maxx, Home Goods,
for everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
I mean, I love Home Goods too.
She loves like a random metal thing on the wall.
Yeah. Like a good saying, like a positive energy, good quote. Yeah. She probably loved Britney's The Couchies wood with the calligraphy on it.
Yeah. And I think that she also has like beachy like photos and stuff in her apartment. So she's like trying to kind
as
of
well
pull
as
up
silhouettes
that theme.
Or, just big selfies of her face of the good side.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, she's a true interior decorator.
Mm-hmm.
Brittany has her enchanted roses all set up. And I was just really here for Kristen finding out Katie was the matron of honor.
She's devastated. Her face just like, you watch, she's like, so have you thought about who's walking with who? And everyone's like, all right, relax, Kristen. She's like, because I want that first fucking walk, or the last, I guess, for the maid of honor.
Yeah. And like, I was just thinking to myself, wouldn't it be amazing if Kristen Doty killed Katie in between seasons? And then it's
there's
like
a bachelorette party accident,
a true crime mystery to get to the bottom of like.
Like, but Kristen
then Katie would,
would
be off the show.
Kristen would get away with it.
Kristen would get away with it. Uh-huh. There'd be a lot of drama, built in mystery to season 8.
Yeah.
Like, I think the fans could get a lot out of this.
I mean, it's a little off the beaten path,
but I think it's good to really mix it up.
With the popularity of murder crime docs right now, like, it's good.
I mean, I had stars in my eyes when I saw Kristen's rage. Like, and when she joked where she was like, oh, you didn't tell me because you knew I was going to take her out. And yeah, I was like, wait, no, like, take her out. Take her out.
I was like, oh my God. It was just, who's going to be Jax's best man? Schwartz?
Maybe.
Because didn't he?
Sandoval, I think, is not necessarily in Jax's like 100% good graces.
Yeah. Like Jax doesn't like him right now because I think Sandoval defends James.
Schwartz, I think, would be the best man.
Yeah.
Who was Jax's best man? Or who was Schwartz's best man?
I think it was Sandoval and Jax because he did the meat, the butt.
Yeah.
The steak in the butt.
I think it'll be Schwartz, or maybe it'll be some rando from like Michigan.
Maybe it'll be Schwartz's triplet brothers.
I hope they make a comeback.
Oh, Bert, Brandon, and Bobby. I don't know what the other one.
Billy, Brandon, Billy. And Bert. Billy, Brandon, triple B's. Bert.
Yes, the triple B's. I'm just like so curious. Or like maybe it's going to be Jax's friend that works at the Tampa Bay Lightning social media.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like the entire Tampa Bay Lightning.
Or maybe his friend John.
From Miami.
From Miami.
I'm ready for them to get married because I would love someone to object at the wedding.
Oh.
It now could be Dawn. It could be Kristen.
Now, if Dawn objected at the wedding, would you just be like, I need to go change my clothes right now?
Yeah, I would be okay. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to double check.
I'm horny for Dawn 24/7.
I think that needs to be your next merch. Horny for Dawn.
I'm horny for Dawn. Don't tempt me.
And then just put like a silhouette of a goatee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like his face, like an artistic rendering.
Yeah. Like the D and the O, or maybe the glasses he wears.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just do the outline with the goatee under it.
Chic.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. He really does it for me. There's a lot of opportunity for this wedding to have like loads of drama.
I mean, they're clearly going to build up to that the whole time.
Yeah. So. And I wonder if they're going to see any more of this therapist.
No, because the therapist is going into labor. She's done.
Yeah, she's like cashing those like minimal paychecks.
Like I always think like when you see a therapist on TV, like that's clearly it's like not a good thing because like what therapist sells out. But like this therapist very much was like, I felt like she was like, Brittany, if you're in trouble, blink twice.
Yeah, and I think also someone was saying like, a therapist DM'd me and was like, this therapist is wild because like you're not supposed to nod or like.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She was doing certain head movements and like leading questions that you're not supposed to actually do. So it's like this therapy is definitely more for the camera than it is for actually their relationship. But it's also one of those things where you're like, wow, you guys should actually be in therapy. Like maybe a few times a week to like figure out what the fuck you're going to do once you're tied together forever.
I think they should call Dr. Amador, who is Bethany Frankel's old therapist. Maybe he should see them because he was like a legit one, I felt.
Yeah, and he was pretty good.
Yeah.
He was no nonsense.
Yeah, so I think like, but I just also, I hate Jax.
Yeah, I mean, I don't trust him at all.
No.
He's a bad guy.
No, but I'm like, I guess I'm like excited for the wedding though, because I didn't watch his show, their show that, you know, about all that. So like, I'm excited in the sense of being able to see what the dynamic is when you throw in all the Vanderpump kids with the Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I'm excited for that. And I think it'll be like a 4-episode special, like at 4 Mondays in a row.
Yeah. Like, I think that'll be really fun.
Yeah.
Potentially, or it will just be like sad and kind of weird like it was in their spinoff.
You know, as Danny Pellegrino likes to say, the whole time it's going to be like Brittany be like, I'm on the brim freaking out.
Yeah. She's going to be on the brim. And I hate hoping that something bad will happen in their relationship, but I also don't because we really need it at this point.
That's going to be the drama to start the first half of the season. So they better do something.
Yeah. Which is also insane because I was rewatching season 6, episode 1, like briefly today. Mm-hmm. And just how fucking crazy that episode was. And then
what was that?
That's the one where it's the Sheena's like birthday masquerade party where Faith James.
Yes.
But it was
she
like,
might be pregnant.
So much shit went down and it was just like, wow, this show used to be actually like a fucking like bonanza of just like insanity. And it made me mad again for like this season because I just feel like we all really got fucked by it.
What makes me mad too is it's like, I guess the whole thing is people, none of the cast has any self-awareness. Some of them do, mm-hmm. but like for the most part, they're not self-aware. And it's like, I don't understand how Brittany and Jax don't see that Raquel and James are them. Like, Jax and James are the same person.
Yeah.
10 years difference.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like very strange to me that they don't see that and that they're not self-aware about it. So there's always like when Jack's like, well, he's horrible because he's not trying to be better and I'm trying. And it's like, you're not trying.
Yeah. I just am like, it was really lame for them to get so mad that James like wrapped that line.
It's like, you guys are that mad.
But fucked Faith. It's on camera. Like, there's
he's making
a fucking
an observation
voice
in
recording.
A rhyme.
It's a rhyme. It's a song. It's like, it happened. It's not like he's saying a lie. Right. It's like, that happened. So,
you
like, I'm
Faith
sorry.
In front of a 90-year-old woman.
Yeah. Like, you are going to be given shit for that. That's like how this works. And so, to get really mad about that and upset is just like, you guys, like,
well, and it's like the same thing with so
it's
going
a no
back
sense
to,
of humor thing. And
well,
that's
and it's
what
going back
like.
To Mexico too. Like what? But James wasn't allowed to freak out when he said he was hanging out with Kristen. And you guys all said he was hooking up, but like he can't get upset about that.
Yeah, it's just like a lot of double standards. And when everyone starts getting into double standard zone on Vanderpump Rules, it's like the whole thing falls apart for me.
Yeah,
it just like sucks.
Yeah. Okay, I've made you digress again.
Kara says she introduced Jax to Brittany. Kara's Brittany's best friend
so
from
Kentucky. So we
should
all yell at Kara.
Yeah. And
look what you did to your friend, Kara.
Jax said when he met Brittany that he'd, quote, eat her asshole right now, unquote.
And I just, it still have a hard, very hard time believing that Brittany never watched Vanderpump Rules.
No, she definitely did.
But she still claims to this day she had no idea who they were. She'd never seen the show. Her mom had watched the show, but Brittany had never.
Yeah, but I think her mom was like encouraging her to like.
But I'm like, Brittany, you've 100% watched Vanderpump Rules. Like, I don't know anybody our age that like had not heard of the show.
Yeah.
Like, whether you watched it or not, like, if you were with somebody, like, somebody within your group has watched Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah, I mean, either she really was like, that's a show my mom watches and I just don't. But then she like called her mom and was like, those people from your favorite show are here. And then her mom was like, go meet him.
Go let him lick your asshole right now.
Yeah. Or I don't know what it was, but it was definitely not as innocent as she likes to make it out to be.
No.
And I just love that Jax's sister is there, but she's kind of like silent.
And she goes, that makes sense. Or like, she
sounds
like,
about right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And then Sheena's really upset about Adam, her best friend, being so mad at her.
Again,
and
he hates that ponytail.
Her. Yeah. And I'm just like,
I guess he doesn't want to match with me.
He doesn't hate. He just hates me. He's just like, hates me.
Yeah. But you know what? It's about Brittany today. Let's not talk about me. Stop putting me on blast. But did you guys hear I had sex last night?
I love it. Jax and the men go to Tom Tom, where everyone like orders Diet Cokes and then Jax gets a vodka on the rocks.
I was like, this is such a typical Jax too, of like not being self-aware. Like, okay, nobody's ordering an alcoholic drink. Maybe I should not as well.
Yeah, like read the room.
And I felt like he was also very hungry because they showed them with those buffalo wings, but they're like the cauliflower buffalo wings.
Mm-hmm.
So he probably
so
like,
delicious.
I just want meat. Like every time they were asking a question, he was stabbing that cauliflower harder and harder. And I was like, oh, he's going Patrick Bateman on us. Like Don might die. You might not get your chance.
You can't
Don.
Kill Don. Not
he
yet.
He lives on in your heart anyway.
Yes. Also behind the table behind Jax, that girl Allie from like The Bachelor or The Bachelorette was sitting at the table behind him.
Allie that was The Bachelorette? Fedotowsky or whatever?
I was like, that looks like that Allie Fedotowsky woman.
I was
and then the second time I was like, wait, that was her. And it was like an Inception moment.
There's too many semi-celebs and real celebs going there. It's not a safe space. I would need to be there, but I just want it to be recognized it's not a safe space. There's too much competition happening.
I've said it before and I say it again. It's the new Chateau Marmont.
Okay, well then I'm in.
Yeah.
Is James going to die upstairs in the DJ booth with the toilet paper?
Maybe.
I mean, somebody has to die the Jim Belushi style,
there
right?
There could be an overdose there.
Yeah.
I'm sure there has been at least one.
I mean, if it's anyone, Jax, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Heart attack.
Yeah, heart attack. And, you know, cause of death unknown.
Jax gets crazy during this dinner and basically says, like, everyone's like, it's important to be faithful and like you need to be nice to Brittany and like talk nicely to her.
When her brother goes, I don't know why she's with you or whatever he said, I was like, yes. And he's like, you know, but if you mess up again, like we're going to like kick your ass basically. And I was like, I'd actually love to see that fight because what I'd like to picture it as is the Vegas fight.
Yeah.
That is the chunky sweaters with Jax versus Frank, but it's in a barn.
It's in a barn. There's hay flying everywhere.
There's a plaid.
Jax is posturing like he's going to hit someone, but he never actually hits anyone or tries to engage.
Production comes out.
They always hit him first.
Yes.
And I would love to see them all beat the shit out of him. That would be fun.
I would love it. And then he's like, I have to get my seventh nose job.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And Jax has a moment where they're like, you better take care of Brittany. And he's like, what about Brittany taking care of me? Isn't a woman supposed to take care of her husband? And so she's like, Jax, you don't get it.
So I know that you had mentioned like 6 hours ago when we first started this and then I took you on a wild ride. But you said that you had read what his rebuttal was.
Yes. So I actually have that pulled up.
Okay.
And I'll read it.
Okay. Because I have what I'd like to say to that is the rebuttal. Well, I'll say it after you read it.
Okay. The rebuttal that Jax wrote on Twitter that I had to log out of my Twitter to read because I'm blocked, obviously.
Well, so I had to, he put it on his Instagram too, and I had to go to my personal Instagram.
For those of you who want to come for me for tonight's dinner scene, first of all, yes, mentally I have to put myself first or I won't be able to take care of my wife or my kids. That's what I meant by that. And for most of you, I think you got that. I wouldn't be making all these moves forward and say something so selfish. I believe everyone needs to be to put themselves first, or how can I possibly be good for anyone? In 7 years, never once complained about editing, but this scene was edited horribly. I even spoke to her father after, and he was like, this is not how it went. We are both on the same page, just so you know, and he agrees with me, and that's all that matters. Wanted to clear that up. I feel like I owe it to you guys, viewers. I don't want to let anyone down ever again. Smiley face, cross emoji, heart emoji, peace emoji.
One, we need some commas. We need some periods.
Oh, this was all commas. That wasn't like sentences. No. Instead of periods, it was commas.
And random capitalization.
Yeah. And then like, what's funny is my best friend sent me a screen grab of this and she was like, does he not have anyone in his life that can edit these for him? And I was like,
he's
well,
married.
I don't think there's anyone on the cast of Vanderpump Rules that's like a real writer. You know what I mean? And also, I weirdly just like understood everything he was saying. And then I got scared because I was like, wait, I speak fluent Jax now.
100%.
Like it made crystal clear sense to me.
But here's what, like, I understood what he was saying in that, except for the fact that his interviews were totally different, where he was like, I don't know what they do in Kentucky of taking care of your wife, but she better take care of me. And I'm like, so you're contradicting what you said, which it makes sense, but you're contradicting all of that. So like, I don't 100% believe you.
Yeah. He's just always trying to like gaslight.
And just like tell them what they want to hear. Like just be like, you know, I would prefer not to talk about the past. I've definitely made mistakes. I'm always working towards being a better person. And like my personal goal is to always take care of your daughter's sister. Like the fact that his brother-in-law's eyes were open as wide as they were told me that I should not believe what he wrote in that post.
Yeah. Like he was definitely stepping out of line.
Yeah. And it was like, there just was so much about where I'm like, Jax, just fucking, you're a good liar. Lie.
Yeah.
Like, just do it for once. Like, but it's like, when they're like, he's like, oh, I always have to have the last word. So it's going to be really hard for me. And it was like, Jax, like, you are your own worst enemy. Like, what would your dad say? He must not have been at that dinner.
Yeah. And maybe like, maybe this is just him being honest and his authentic self.
But don't be.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just like, please, like, as long as the editors and like the production are willing to give us the dark glimpses into their relationship, I don't really care what the fuck he does.
Right.
But I do not want any more of like, what a nice, like, changed man. What a good guy.
Stop lying to us like, about that. We know it's not true.
Stop. You, like, this show does not exist to serve the cast of this show.
No.
It exists to serve the viewers of this show.
Right.
And I don't.
And the editors get that, and they've gotten that this season with like all the like extra stuff that they've done. Like they've really gone above and beyond this season.
They did, but then they also didn't. Like they really kicked into high gear towards the end. But like the first, I would say 3/4 of this season was like pandering to the cast whims and like of how they wanted to be portrayed. And I'm just like, this ain't gonna cut it.
Yeah.
This is not working.
It's weird that next week is the season finale because I'm like, what really happened?
Yeah, nothing happened this season. Like
the downfall of James, but like.
But whatever. So if you're on Vanderpump Rules, you've already experienced the downfall.
Yeah.
Because like you're on the show. So like.
What if they asked you to join?
Oh, I would do it in a heartbeat. Are you kidding?
Would you?
Yeah. I want money and I have no problem being like a villain. I would truly be like, okay, fine.
Would you come on the show to take Katie down?
I would come on the show and do whatever it takes to make a good season.
Thank you.
To make Vanderpump Rules great again, I would sacrifice myself and my dignity.
You know, don't ever let people say you're not a giver.
I'm fucking selfless.
You are perfection, and thank you.
I care a lot and I'm passionate and I'll do what it takes.
That's what we need.
Mm-hmm.
It's not what we want, it's what we need.
And there's built-in drama already.
Yes.
So like,
yeah,
put like, me on the show.
You should, whoever's listening, please
hire me.
Petition for.
You want me to pretend to work at Sir?
Yeah. You're like,
fine.
Yeah. I'll seat people.
I can seat them. I can ask.
See those
name.
Seats over there? Sit.
I'm like, what's your last name? I can do that. And then like air tap on the little thing. Like,
oh, we don't have that reservation. Try Pump Up the Street.
Mm-hmm. And much like Lala said, when Lisa goes, what are you wearing? She goes, you're welcome. That's how I would be if I got cast on the show.
I love it. I would. I mean, I'll be watching anyways, but I'll double watch. I'll watch each episode twice.
Amazing.
In general.
Okay. Thank you so much for being my guest today.
Thank you so much for dealing with me. Comprehensive
discussion about the best show of all time.
I am so sorry I talked so much.
It's okay.
Okay.
Tell everyone where they can find you. I'm sure many of them already know. Yes, but for any newbies.
It's Two Judgy Girls. T-W-O-J... you guys can spell it. I can't. Mary's Two the one judgy who spells girls usually.
On Instagram.
Yes, we're on Instagram. And also the same name of our podcast.
Love it.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. This was so fun.
Of course.
2 hours of in-depth Vanderpump. It's like, I didn't think I could do it. No, and I could go on for like 4 hours.
And you're like, that's a long time. And I was like, trust me, it won't feel like that once you're like, you get going.
I was like looking, because like I'm looking on my notes on my phone and I'm like, wow, we did it.
We did it. We got there.
This was so fun, though. Thank you for having me.
It was so fun. The pleasure's all mine. And if you want to hear us talk more about Britney Spears and the catcher in the rye of our generation, Next Level Basic.
Oh, I was like, I hope it's going to be Stassi's book.
Yeah. You can visit patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast to access the bonus episode. And that's all she wrote.
Thank you.
Bye.
I know I'm feeling, cause I know.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.